The Bears have the Bulls on the run.
Obviously, people are getting a little more nervous.
Economist David Weiss on the latest stock sell-off. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all took big hits again yesterday.
The market had a long run. We'd gone 50 months without a correction to the market. So we were sort of overdue for one, and now we've got one.
Well, how have foreign markets reacted? Live to London and CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
Listen hard and you'll hear the sound of falling dominoes, Nick. Asia followed Wall Street's lead down. Tokyo fell nearly 2% today. Hong Kong stocks lost more than 3% of their value. Over here, London's down more than 3% this hour. Frankfurt's DAX off 2.5%. In Paris, the CAC down about 3%. All eyes now on Wall Street.
Well, S&P futures are down 20 points, pointing to a sharply lower opening in about 90 minutes. Peru is struggling in the aftermath of a major earthquake last night that's left at least 337 people dead and hundreds more injured. Reporter Dan Collins in Lima says the damage and injuries are widespread from the magnitude 7.9 quake.
In the city of Ica, the hospital apparently is overwhelmed now by the number of casualties coming in, and there are reports of a church collapsing. In the outlying areas, the poorer suburbs and the shanty towns is going to be the main area where the damage has been strongest.
Now, one journalist in Lima says the quake lasted for more than 2 minutes. They're battening down on the Texas coast. The wind and surf are starting to kick up as Tropical Storm Aaron bears down. CBS News correspondent Gwen Bolton is on North Padre Island.
Expected to hit landfall sometime this morning, dumping about 3 to 8 inches of rain, packing winds of about 40 miles per hour. And certainly it's been a long, wet summer for Texas. And the idea that Aaron is coming ashore, bringing with it lots of wind and rain, is a big concern for folks here still trying to dry out.
And the Atlantic season has its first hurricane. Dean is expected to gain strength as it heads for the Caribbean. A glimmer of hope at a Utah coal mine where a collapse trapped 6 men more than a week ago. Rescuers have picked up some sound from a microphone lowered through a shaft. But Mine Health and Safety Administration Chief Richard Stickler says there's no way to tell if the sound was made by the men.
If you had a signal that you received, say, 3 signals and a pause, that would be more meaningful than just a series of noise over a period of 5 minutes.
Cold meds and very young kids, not a good mix, says the Food and Drug Administration. Let's get that story live from CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor.
Don't do it without a doctor's order, Nick. Latest warning to parents from the FDA about cough and cold medicine. Don't give it to kids 2 and younger. Public health advisory issued in the wake of an increase in the number of young children with adverse effects from over-the-counter meds. Other recommendations, don't give kids medicine made for adults, and don't combine drugs unless your health care provider approves. Nick?
With children ready to head back to the classrooms in the next few weeks, a new study finds that millions of kids are no strangers to drugs at school.
8 in 10 high schoolers and 44% of middle schoolers have witnessed illegal drug use, dealing, or possession, or have seen students high or drunk on school grounds. The latest survey by the Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse claims 16 million teens are getting ready to go to drug-infested schools.
It affects schools in the Upper East Side and in Washington Heights, in Ames, Iowa, and in the South. Everywhere.
The group's president, Joseph Califano, complains that only 11% of parents think drugs is their teen's biggest concern.
Parents refuse to send their kids to a school when asbestos is there. They'd refuse to send their kids to school if we're infested with rats.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. CDOT officials still assessing the situation, working to reopen I-70 near Grand Junction, closed down by a semi-trailer crash and explosion.
We don't really have an estimate on when we can reopen any of those lanes. We do have one lane open eastbound. All lanes westbound still closed between essentially the exit at Clifton all the way to the exit at US 6.
2 bodies were recovered from the crash site that closed an 11-mile stretch of that highway. Boulder County health officials say an 89-year-old Longman man has died of West Nile virus. He's the 3rd person to die in Colorado from that mosquito-borne disease this year. Doctors expect a Boulder man struck in the head by lightning during a hike near Leadville to fully recover. The 28-year-old says getting hit Sunday by a bolt while on Mount Elbert felt like he was rolling down the mountain in water. He's sore, but he says he's grateful to be alive. And a 32-foot sculpture of a rearing horse that friends say acclaimed artist Luis Jimenez was working on when a piece fell and crushed him to death is now being completed. Could be installed at DIA by the end of the year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, we got a pretty decent drive across the metro area. We don't have any major issues with the exception of a crash they are in the process of clearing. It's on Sheridan at Highway 36, right there at the Boulder Turnpike. So they did have that temporarily shut down while they were trying to get those vehicles up on a flatbed. So you probably want to access the turnpike from either Federal or Wadsworth. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy. It'll be a humid day with isolated storms.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
In the morning, particularly early in the morning, is not starting your day out with doom and gloom, because nobody wants that. However, things that are going on in the news are not always that positive. So the question is, how do you balance the two? And we juggle with this question every single day, John and myself. We have some non-heavy events going on this morning. One is the anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. Died in 1977. John's smiling. He expects me to make an anti-Elvis comment. No, not going to do that. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. The other is that a book that most, well, I don't even want to say most of us, because I don't know, but a book that a lot of us read when we were teenagers, and some of us still read the book every once in a while today, and I run into a surprising number of people who don't know what the book is, and they have no idea about it, but this year marks the 50th anniversary of the publication of Jack Kerouac's On the Road. How many people has Jack Kerouac influenced over the years? I mean, the amount is just, you can't count them all. The Grateful Dead, Didn't Natalie Merchant once have a song out called Hey Jack Kerouac? There's just been a ton of people out there. Bob Dylan, Kris Kristofferson, the list of people just goes on and on. You can't cover them all. So if you go to am760.net, there's our video of the week is an old clip of Jack Kerouac on the Steve Allen Show, which a lot of you probably don't even remember Steve Allen, where Steve Allen is playing the piano and Kerouac is reciting from On the Road. A lot of On the Road took place here in Denver and across the western United States, and it represents the call of the open road and the idea of wanderlust of youth and all of that stuff. And later on, we're going to try to get somebody on, not this morning, but going to try to get somebody on to talk about the significance of Jack Kerouac and why Jack Kerouac matters and why On the Road matters. And I assume that most kids now read On the Road either in high school or college, and maybe they have to do it for a literary class or an English class. A lot of us read On the Road simply because we had heard about it. And we read it and we were thrilled with it. And of course, On the Road is the beginning. But actually, On the Road really is the whole Beat Generation thing, which happened before yippies, hippies, and everything else. And basically, the book's just about listening to jazz music and drifting across the United States from one end to the other. And then Kerouac wrote a bunch of other great books, too, including The Subterraneans about jazz life in San Francisco, The Dharma Bums, which was about, I believe, climbing. Was it about? It was about mountain climbing or the Forest Service in the Rockies. Yeah. Did poetry. One of the books was Mexico, which is one of my favorites. So I could go on and on about Jack Kerouac. And I guarantee you that nobody in talk radio knows anything about Jack Kerouac. And nobody's going to say anything. And what I really ought to do is tomorrow night when I fill in for Alan Combs, and you can hear it here on AM 760 and it's on across the country, I ought to try to do an hour on that. Okay, tell me who Jack Kerouac was and did he have any influence on you? And see if anybody calls. And I got this really weird feeling that we'll get a few calls, but not many. And somebody told me that Alan Combs' audience is largely conservative, and that's okay, too. I don't mind that. All right. So those are the kind of the non-heavy things. Now the heavy thing. I mean the really heavy thing. And I don't think that I've ever devoted a whole show to one topic. I know I probably have. But I know I haven't done it in a long, long time. And one of the worst things you can do is get on the radio and fake anger. Try to whip people up into anger. Fake outrage. I'm outraged. But this story broke yesterday. And it actually really came to light yesterday afternoon. I got on the phone. I called John Turk. I said, can you believe this? And I'm tempted. I'm really tempted to sit here and do the entire show on this topic. First of all, it's 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. Let me play you a little music that kind of summarizes how I feel about this latest development in Iraq. Now, I wonder if this is on George W. Bush's iPod, Dick Cheney's iPod, Doug Lamborn's iPod, Wayne Allard's iPod, Joe Lieberman's iPod, Tony Snow's iPod. Because nobody says it better than The Who. We won't get fooled again. And let me tell you something. This sad excuse for a government is going to try it again. Iraq. How many times do we hear this? We're going to get a report in September. We're going to hear in September about how the surge is doing. General David Petraeus is going to come back along with Ambassador Ryan Crocker, and they're going to tell us about the surge and about how, about the progress. All right, we're going to break a little bit late because I want to get this in. Here's George W. Bush talking about Petraeus, the report due in September, and the surge. Listen carefully.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to the Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Okay, didn't George W. Bush just say right there that David Petraeus, General David Petraeus, and Ambassador Crocker were going to deliver an assessment to Congress and to you and I in or around September the 15th as to how we're doing in Iraq? Isn't that what he just said? I got any conservatives out there. I mean, you call me now. I mean, is this not what he just said? Did he just say this? He said that, right? He said that he did. That man said that. Okay? Los Angeles Times, yesterday morning. I didn't see it until yesterday afternoon. Story by Julian E. Barnes and Peter Spiegel. Listen very carefully. Administration and military officials acknowledge that the September report will not show any significant progress on the political benchmarks laid out by Congress. How to deal in the report with the lack of national reconciliation between Iraq's warring sects has created some tension within the White House. Now, here's the big one. Listen to this. Despite Bush's repeated statements, and you heard some of them, that the report will reflect evaluations by Petraeus and Ryan Crocker, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, administration officials said it would actually be written by the White House with input from officials throughout the government. So, in other words, they're going to take what's given to them and put their spin on it, and Petraeus is not going to tell us directly what he thinks, nor is Ryan Crocker. The White House is going to take it, and they are going to put their spin on it. Okay, unless I'm crazy, unless I am nuts, Bush lied to us again. 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 And I'll tell you, I'm not trying to start your day off with a negative, and I'm not trying to sit here and feign false outrage. But, damn it, I'm angry. How much is enough? How much of enough? How much is enough? And you know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about doing the entire 4 hours on this. All of it. All of it. And I won't even ask you for one phone call. There's a word I'd like to use, but I can't use it on the air. I have just had enough. Have you had enough?
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-7227 or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-7227 and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Wide selection of the top brands and innovative products, like the new GE Adora refrigerator with refreshment center. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 19th at U.S. only. See store for details.
Again and again and I'm sorry. 25 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, lung cancer is the leader of cancer deaths in America. But with early detection, lung cancer can be cured. If lung cancer is detected early, the cure rate improves dramatically. So listen very carefully to this. CT lung screening is the only screening test that has been shown to improve cure rates for lung cancer. Doing a chest x-ray to diagnose early lung cancer does not improve survival because by the time it's big enough to show up on the chest x-ray, it has already spread over 90% of the time. Now, if you had significant exposure to smoke, or you've been a smoker, or you've been around a lot of secondhand smoke, or asbestos, you may be a good candidate for screening for a CT lung scan. CT lung screens for early detection of lung cancer is the only way to go. And a CT lung screen at Front Range Preventive Imaging, is under $250. That's roughly a fourth of the cost of the same procedure performed at a hospital. So for $250, peace of mind. Call them. This is important. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN or visit online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Don't put this off. Do it right now.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-889-9671. That's 1-800-889-9671. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-889-9671.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to the Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Oh, except one thing. You little people, you small people, you dumb D-cell battery idiots. We're going to write the report. Petraeus isn't going to do it. We're going to do it. L.A. Times yesterday. Yep, we've been fooled again. We've been lied to again. How many people have said to you, oh, we've got to give it a chance to work? We'll find out in September. How many people have said that? Now what turns out to be? The guy lied to us. Tell me, you know, you're conservative, I'm waiting. Tell me he didn't lie. When is this going to stop being a right versus left issue? And when is it really going to start being an issue of bipartisan, tell us the truth, stop lying to us, stop telling us something that isn't true? And here's the worst part. Okay, the worst part of the whole thing is, and I think John Turk is absolutely right about this, because I don't know of any other solution. The worst part about this is there's not a damn thing that you and I can do about it. John, what did you say to me? You said what?
When will this change? How is it going to change? I said it won't change until he walks his butt out the door, and he's out of office in, what, a year and 3 months.
So we're stuck.
Unfortunately, it seems like it. You know, is it too late for impeachment? Probably. I don't think we can get him out of office in time before that.
Shouldn't you have asked, like, Wayne Allard? Or Doug Lamborn, who's got some nonsense today in the Rocky Mountain News about how we're making progress in Iraq because he's just come back from there? Yeah, Congressman, I'm sure you wandered around and you saw things independently and you weren't guided. And the whole story was, well, give the search time. We've got to wait for the search. General Petraeus, well, tell us what's going on. Now it turns out Petraeus isn't going to tell us anything. What he's going to do is they're going to write the report. The White House is going to write the report, not Petraeus. Petraeus will appear maybe in front of Congress, but now they're arguing over whether he's going to do it in open or do it in private. We've heard this before. And I don't mean to get on here and be a bummer, and I hate cause radio because it's not very entertaining. But right, left, or in the middle, when are we going to wake up and realize that we're getting yanked here? Enough is enough. If you say somebody's going to do something, you're on public record as saying somebody's going to do something, then do it. Don't lie to us. Don't give us a bunch of crap. Just do it. Yeah, John just had a great idea. We should call the White House and leave a message. We should call the White House live on the air. But you know what? They wouldn't care.
Thank you for your comment.
Yeah, let's do it. Dial it. Do you have the number? We'll wait to do the traffic. Let's dial it. What time is it there? 8:30? Here we go.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. The office is now closed. Your comment is very important to the president, so please call again between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday.
I did press 1.
Our direct telephone number is 202-456-1111. Again, that's 202.
We'll try again at 9 o'clock their time.
We will leave him a message live on the air today.
We're trying to leave him a message.
You freaking lied to us! You freaking lied to us! Ah! You freaking lied! You lied! Ah!
Got him!
Ah! Ah! Ah!
Calm down, Mr. Marvin. Calm down. Calm down. Be more like...
Morning Edition.
Having him angry. Lied to again. Lied to. The number is 202-456-1111. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far.
Ah!
Feel better?
Lied to. Lied to. I wonder what would happen if, and I've never advocated this on the air. Matter of fact, I've always gone, nah, we can't do this. I wonder what would happen if a million people showed up in Washington. Bipartisan. Million folks. Not
carrying signs stop the war? How about carrying signs that just say, tell us the truth? Do you think that would get somebody's attention? Do you think somebody would listen then? No, I doubt it. All right. Traffic.
All right. Well, we have a nice ride. Really no issues right now. They got that wreck all cleared up off of Sheridan at US 6. You should be able to head through there without any problems at all. Southbound 25, of course, stacking up from 104th to 84th. And eastbound 270 going to be pretty busy for you between I-76 and Vasquez. Weather outlook today. It's going to be partly cloudy, likely a humid day with some isolated storms, high of 87. Currently, we have a few clouds, 60 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
There's a new way to eat smarter at your neighborhood King Soopers. It's called Active Lifestyle.
Have you ever wanted to get your scuba diving certification? Do you wish you could explore the underwater world on your next tropical vacation? Ocean First Divers is Boulder County's premier dive center, equipped with their own heated dive pool, and there's never been a better time to get your PADI certification. Ocean First Divers has specials on all of their training courses, from open water through instructor, as well as continuing education, like advanced open water and enriched air training. Ocean First Divers is located at 30th and Bluff Street, next to the Steel Yards. Go online at oceanfirstdivers.com to check out their carbon offset program.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
5 days only at Pep Boys this week. Get a Baja 90cc ATV for just $699.98. Save $300 after mail-in rebate. You can even get 0% interest till January of 09 on all ATVs, dirt bikes, and go-karts $499 and up with your Pep Boys credit card. And there's more. A Garmin Street Pilot GPS, just $229.98. Save $50 after mail-in rebate. And save $10 on all Pennzoil oil changes after mail-in rebate. Sale ends Sunday. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I looked at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It diminishes the appearance of wrinkles, tightens skin, and frown lines. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with the free trial of Hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-400-6078. That's 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures.
How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus.
Liar.
David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to the Congress on or about September the 15th.
Liar.
This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Liar. Fraud. Fraud. Liar. Fake. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms today, high 86, 20% chance. Yep, that's George W. Bush saying on numerous occasions that Petraeus would let us know around September the 15th about how things are going in Iraq. But now, according to the Los Angeles Times, and this was yesterday morning's edition, despite Bush's repeated statements that the report will reflect evaluations by Petraeus and our ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, administration officials said the report would actually be written by the White House with input from officials throughout the government. That is in direct contradiction to what George W. Bush has said publicly. Now, conservative, liberal, I don't care where you stand politically, was Bush lying? Yes or no? Yes or no? Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You're fantastic. Don't let go of it. Every day. Every day, Jay. Every day for the next month. Remind us so that we get on the phone and we call our representatives, including Mr. Allard, veterinary to the stars, and remind them, don't believe it, don't buy it, it's crap.
I'd like to call Wayne Allard's office, and I think we will call Wayne Allard's office, and I think we would ask him. I think we should ask him.
Jay, every one of us, every one of those that are listening to you in the morning, this little twerp, this little puke in the White House, he makes me sick. It's a shame he hasn't thought about what they did in the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution. People stormed in and removed people physically. I'm getting to the point that I'm starting to think maybe that's a viable option with this clown.
No, you can't do that. It's not viable. But it is viable. It is viable to register your dismay and your anger over this. And I really would love to get, and this is what I hate about doing progressive versus conservative and blah, blah. I really would like to get some conservative to, some conservative to call me up and tell me and explain to me and alibi this one about whether this guy's lying or not, because he is lying. And look, it's so easy to attack George W. Bush every day, and it gets to be such a drag listening to people attack him, and then listening to people on the other side who support him, these water carriers for him, on the other radio stations, sitting there and defending him or not facing up to it.
I mean,
did the guy lie, yes or no?
He's a liar. He is what he is. The poor sap wouldn't know the truth if it spit on him. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a fraud. And we all know it. But please, I'm begging you, remind us every day. Play a little snippet every day. Play the Who every day. We need to be bombasted with this. We need to be, I guess the word is bombarded, because we as the people have to do something about this. And Congress, as far as I'm concerned, should say, hey, love your report, great paper, love the typing, it doesn't mean squat.
Well, the Zogby poll that's out shows that, you know what, people not only do not like President Bush, and 56% of them consider his presidency to be a failure, but they also give Congress low marks. And
totally.
Congress, where is the frickin' Congress? And when I say that, I'm not talking about, like, oh, the Democrat. Where are the Republicans?
No.
Where's everybody?
They sold us down the river. The Republicans sold us down the river for, what was it, 6 years? Buying every piece of baloney this twerp sold, and they bought it, and they went with it. The stupidest bunch of people I have ever met in my life. Because you have mentioned the expression, voting against your own self-interest. This is what these people have done. They don't care. These super elite don't care. They don't care about you and me. They don't care about even the upper echelon. They're in the upper echelon. It doesn't matter to them. We need to all wake up to this.
Well, we really... Something needs to be done here. Pat, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Talk to you later, Jay.
All right. 303-713-7600. Anybody else want to chime in on this? Or, well, I just have to rant and rave to myself for 4 hours. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to call the White House after 7 o'clock. go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760.
Right on, right on, right on, right on. I'm ticked. I'm angry. I'm pissed. I'm really pissed. I'm transcending pissedness. Okay? You got to keep this in front of everybody. You do the 4 hours. I don't care if your manager comes down at the second hour and tries to ream you a new one. You do it for 4 hours.
No, they won't do that. They've never said anything to me about anything I've done. And that makes a lot of people upset when they... I love these emails I get. I'm writing the management to direct you, to direct them to direct you. No, it's not going to happen that way.
And here's our piece of the puzzle, okay? We write, we call, we email our senators, our congresspeople, and just, you know, lay it out. Look, people, you're my employee. These funds come up for renewal and continuance in September, and I am directing you as my employee to refuse to continue to fund this war. And if you don't do what we the people want, then we're going to threaten you with a recall petition.
We need to do something. And I'm still waiting for, and I'll keep trolling throughout the morning for this, but I'm still waiting for a conservative to call me at 303-713-7600 and justify to me this guy's lie about Petraeus. And he keeps saying, and has been saying forever and a day, and the supporters keep saying, well, it's up to the commander-in-chief. Don't micromanage the war, blah, 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 blah. We'll take the word from the commanders on the ground. No, 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 we won't. No, we won't. No, we don't. We never have. We never will. And once again, we've gotten hosed. Only this time, it's a big one. This time, it's bigger than simply, well, I'll fire anybody who has anything to do with or is involved in any way, shape, or form with any leaks out of the White House. No, this is bigger than that. This is way bigger because we have kids dying while these guys are fooling around. They are killing our kids. They are not telling us the truth.
This morning, I turned on the CBS morning news at 4 a.m. There's a slaughter in northern Iraq of 250 to 500 people.
Oh, yeah, they think that bomb is ultimately going to have killed 500 people in one day.
So here's what I'm going to say to my representatives and my senator. I'm going to say, you know, you're my employee. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to be watching you. And the question you have to answer in your heart of hearts is this. It's real, real simple. Are you a political operative and you care only about getting reelected? Or do you, Mr. Allard or Mr. Salazar, whoever, do you have the moral courage to stop this slaughter?
How about just the idea that just tell us the truth?
Well, let's not reach for the sky here. Just do something to cut off this war. And a further suggestion, Jay, I don't know if you can do this or not, but on 6:30 a.m.'s website, start an online petition and monitor it every day. Give us the feedback every day. Come on, people, where are you at? Sign up. We're gonna send this to our representatives at a certain point before this refunding comes up for a vote. Let's keep it visible.
Yeah, we'll talk to him. We'll talk to him upstairs about that. Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Just play those Bush cuts one more time before we go to the traffic. Just listen. Listen.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus.
Liar.
David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to Congress.
Weaseling.
On or about September the 15th.
Pencil neck.
This September,
liar.
As Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Fake liar. Thank you to MSNBC for the cuts. Fake liar. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk, traffic.
Thanks, Jay. All good around the metro area. Just the usual traffic filling in on that north side of town. We have a lot of that right now, of course, on southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen, as well as westbound I-76 as you approach I-25. Not bad at all getting into downtown. We just have busy traffic now between 38th and Spear. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have a partly cloudy day with some isolated storms moving through. High of 87. Tonight, more rain showers possible with a low of 61. And tomorrow, we'll have another partly cloudy day, a little warmer at 90. Right now, fair and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's back to school time, and that means back to school clothes. ARC Thrift Stores is your number one back to school resource. They've got
breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 700 vehicles, all makes, models, for every pocketbook. Matching down incentive, numerous ways to finance. Great people like the Alshire brothers and Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Fred Lebrato. List just goes on and on. Check them out on the internets and look at their selection, or get on down there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You come close to 9, they'll take care of you. Things will be fine. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. You know what? Nobody likes to be lied to. You know that. You know that. You know it. And there are millions and millions of people on the radio pitching all kinds of stuff. Well, I got to tell you, I'm not pitching anything, because Rocky sells itself. All you have to do is get to 63rd and Federal.
Are you concerned about the environment? Global warming affects us all. Ocean First Divers is Boulder County's premier dive center and is an industry-leading advocate for ocean ecosystems. Ocean First Divers is 100% wind-powered, is moving towards energy independence, and has adopted the industry's first carbon offset program. Now, divers can purchase carbon credits to offset their CO2 emissions for their dive travel. So visit them online at oceanfirstdivers.com to plan your next dive adventure. There is a difference when you choose to dive with Ocean First Divers in Boulder at 30th and Bluff Street next to the Steel Yards.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures.
Freaking liar.
How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus,
mealy mouth liar.
The general on the ground will be bringing his recommendations back to Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
He'll be lying in the streets. and lying on podium. I mean, the guy is a liar. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 86. I don't even see how this can be a right versus left issue. This, to me, is bipartisan. No polarization here. Tell me the guy didn't lie. Because according to the Los Angeles Times, Petraeus isn't going to write anything. The White House is going to do it. The White House is going to do it. The White House is going to do it. Oren, Fort Collins. Oren, you're on AM 760.
Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, man.
Hey,
I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. You know, that's what I am. Go ahead, Oren. Go ahead, Oren.
I agree with you. I'm your conservative. I'm going to do my best to stand up for Bush and tell you that what he's doing is right. Wait a minute. Sorry, I can't do that. I give up.
Well, at least you know. At least you injected some humor into the show.
Hey, you know, it was pointed out to me years ago that there are two types of lies. There's lies of omission, where you intentionally, you know, you leave something out. And there's lies of commission, where you just flat don't tell any truth involved. But either way, you know, we need to realize you can spin this any way you want. You can say, well, the guy, he didn't actually say Petraeus would write the silly thing. He did say that it would depend on what he had to say. But either way, we have to ask ourselves before we start parsing words and, is this what he said?
Well, he let us. Yes, it is what he said, and he led us to believe on numerous occasions, and he has led everybody to believe on numerous occasions that what would happen is that we would get an unbiased, open assessment of what is going on there, and whether the surge has worked or whether it is not working. And what ends up happening is we're not going to get that because whatever information he brings back, the White House is going to get its hands on it, plus numerous other people in government, and they're going to issue the report. That's not what we're led to believe. You can't get an unbiased view of something if the people who have a vested interest are the ones who are doing the report.
And I beg to differ with you, Jay. This is not one of the worst... How was you said that earlier?
I think it's one of the worst cases of his administration other than lying to get us into the war.
No. Well, this guy hasn't told the truth to us anywhere down the road, has he? That I can think of.
Well, nothing he said has been right. You're right about that.
You know, is one lie better than the other? I wouldn't tolerate this from my children. Why would I tolerate it from, you know, I think more of my children than I do the press. I honestly do. I mean, I don't care who the press. I don't care if it's Eisenhower, I don't care if it's Kennedy, I think more of my children than I do some men I put in the White House, and I would at least, I have to do that as a parent. I have to do that as a person. I have to hold this.
I know, I understand that, but you know what? I understand that, but you know what? We're getting kids killed here. This guy can't tell the truth.
We need to insist that that Congress has Petraeus in front of them, subpoenaed to tell them what he thinks on the ground.
Well, the White House, I agree. But the White House is arguing about that, too.
No, we need to tell our congressmen to do that,
right,
or we're going to throw all the bums out and start over.
All right, Oren, thanks, man.
You have a great day, Jane. Keep it up.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Up next, Brian Katulis to talk about this, and we'll talk about it some more, and we're going to call the White House.
Jay Marvin on AM 760.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
1-800-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Wall Street is buckling up for what could be another rocky ride.
We've seen the kind of volatility that we haven't seen in about 5 or 6 years.
Taking a cue from yesterday, selling in this country, financial markets around the world are down sharply, and the market malaise is sure to trim prices some more at the opening bell 30 minutes from now. S&P futures are down almost 11 points. Investment strategist Art Hogan.
It's very difficult for investors to have any confidence in the stock market at this juncture. Today really feels like one of those capitulation days.
But the economy is still doing well, and Hogan expects stock prices to rebound once investors get their nerve back. The burr under Wall Street's saddle is the sorry shape of the credit market, where losses from bad mortgage loans have made borrowing a lot harder, if not impossible. A short time ago, the country's biggest mortgage lender announced it had to borrow more than $11 billion to fund new loans.
Homeowners want to refinance and get cash? Countrywide has a...
Countrywide is in better shape than some other lenders. A number of them have been forced to file for bankruptcy. A new government report says home construction fell to the lowest level in a decade last month. The price of buttering your bread is going up. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How much, Vicki, and why?
Considerably, Frank, and several reasons why. New Labor Department figures have U.S. food prices up 4.2%, but chicken, eggs, juice, and some other staples have actually risen as much as 33%. Why? Well, the drive for biofuels has pushed commodity prices up. So has a late spring freeze and tougher immigration laws, which meant there were fewer workers to harvest those damaged crops. Add this to higher gas prices, and no wonder millions of Americans are feeling pinched.
Hemos declarado el estado de emergencia.
President Alan Garcia has declared a state of emergency in the part of Peru that took the hardest hit from a deadly magnitude 7.9 earthquake. Officials have raised the death toll to 337. Hundreds more were injured. Many are homeless. In this country, Tropical Storm Erin made landfall 25 miles northeast of Corpus Christi, Texas, within the past hour.
Tracy Evans out on the Galveston jetty, where the wind makes it very hard to hold on to your hat, and the waves are pretty much leaping out at you this morning. There is just a lot of wave action being stirred up by Tropical Storm Erin. Just after all, the skies are clear here, but just off to the west, very dark and a lot of lightning.
Texans battered by months of hard rain could get another 8-inch soaking.
We've got fungus, we've got rot. It's a catastrophe. So it's just, you know, Texas is getting beat up right now.
The love his fans have for Elvis Presley still burns white hot. Thousands took part in a procession to Graceland last night to mark the 30th anniversary of his death.
I got to see him 3 times in concert while he was still living, and I would love to see the man again.
This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Yeah, Dave, Ted here. Hey, tomorrow at 522, a forklift is going to smash right into our conveyor system. Really bust it up good, okay? You should be getting a call about 523. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From casters and wheels to carts and conveyors, we have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. CDOT officials still assessing the situation, working to reopen I-70 near Grand Junction, closed down by a semi-trailer crash and explosion.
We don't really have an estimate on when we can reopen any of those lanes. We do have one lane open eastbound, all lanes westbound still closed between essentially the exit at Clifton all the way to the exit at US 6.
Two bodies were recovered from the crash site that closed an 11-mile stretch of that highway. Boulder County health officials say an 89-year-old Longman man has died of West Nile virus. He's the third person to die in Colorado from that mosquito-borne disease this year. Doctors expect a Boulder man struck in the head by lightning during a hike near Leadville to fully recover. The 28-year-old says getting hit Sunday by a bolt while on Mount Elbert felt like he was rolling down the mountain in water. He's sore, but he says he's grateful to be alive. And a 32-foot sculpture of a rearing horse that friends say acclaimed artist Luis Jimenez was working on when a piece fell and crushed him to death is now being completed. Could be installed at DIA by the end of the year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, out in Littleton, traffic lights malfunctioning there near Arapahoe and Seaforth 70. Police are out directing traffic, in fact, at Broadway and Arapahoe. So just watch out for delays through there. Otherwise, running free of any kind of collision activity. Do have eastbound 6th pretty stacked up now from Sheridan toward I-25. Same thing if you're on eastbound lanes of Seaforth 70 through Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. We're expecting a partly cloudy but humid day with isolated storms and a high of 87. Right now, under fair skies, it's 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mile High Harley-Davidson is having a grand opening party for the new Parker store 2 blocks south of E-470 at Parker Road and Pine Lane. Eat, drink, and rock and roll Sunday, August 26th from noon to 5. Mile High Harley, now in Parker. It's not what you bring to the party. It's the hog you take home.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, it's time to get new appliances.
Because...
Home Depot has 10% off. The dishwasher's too loud. The fridge smells
right.
Like the fish you caught in Alaska.
Okay.
The washer and dryer are different
you
colors.
You had me at 10% off.
Update your appliances and save money with 10% off appliances of $297 or more. Find a wide selection of the top brands and innovative products like the new GE Adora refrigerator with refreshment center. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 19th at U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 86. Slight chance of thunderstorms. And Brian Kadulis, who has been on this show numerous times, he is a Middle East senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. And at the center, his work examines U.S. national security policy in the Middle East with a focus on Iraq. He is also a senior advisor to the Center's Middle East Progress Project. And Brian, good morning and welcome back to the show. I want to play a montage of sound bites here for you, and then get your comment. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead,
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to the Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Okay. Now, from what George W. Bush says there, we're led to believe, you correct me if I'm wrong, we're led to believe that Petraeus will come back on September the 15th, along with the Iraqi ambassador, Ryan Crocker, and will tell us exactly what the progress is of the surge, correct?
Yeah, that's when you listen to President Bush's statement, that's what it sounds like.
Okay. But yesterday, the Los Angeles Times says, buried in the middle of a story, that what's really going to happen is that Petraeus is going to come back, and so is Ryan Crocker, but that the report that Bush is talking about there would actually be written by the White House with input from officials throughout the government. So in other words, we're lied to.
Well, yes, but maybe no. I mean, there's a bit of confusion. Actually, Congress wrote this legislation in May, which basically required these reports on the benchmarks. And they actually asked the White House to write the report. So we're lied to in the sense that President Bush is emphasizing so much that it's going to be General Petraeus and Crocker and things like this. So, yeah.
I mean, we've heard this since the beginning of this whole thing.
Right, yeah.
Okay, it's the generals on the ground.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not the generals on the ground. It's the generals at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that he makes it seem as if, and other people were saying at the time that, well, the surge needs time, and we'll get an honest accounting. We'll get an accounting of what's going on September the 15th. Well, how are we going to get an honest accounting if two things are happening? One, the White House is going to write the report.
Right.
Two, they're arguing over allowing Petraeus to testify, whether it should be out in the open, whether it should be behind closed doors, whether it should be informal discussions. We're being lied to.
Well, exactly, and this is part of the problem with the Bush administration has been this lack of transparency. And then I just don't think there's a lot of trust in its ability to report the findings of what's going on in Iraq. It's a complex situation, and their record on, particularly when you look at 2005, 2006, and I think Bob Woodward captured this in his most recent book, where the intel and the inside information inside the administration was saying things were really going to hell in a handbasket. Yet President Bush's public posture was the exact opposite. And that's the problem here, is the credibility. You know, increasing numbers of Americans, people here in Washington, just don't trust the word of the administration, and I don't think they've given them good reason to do so. So it'll be interesting what happens in September, because this report by, if Petraeus makes the report by the Bush administration, is one of a series of reports that are going to come out. The Government Accountability Office, an independent office, is going to be basically reporting on a similar set of metrics, and they'll issue that report in early September. So there's going to be a whole slew of reports. All these reports are going to tell us everything we know. You know, Iraq is in a mess. Our troop presence is not really helping the situation. Our troops are doing the best that they can, but part of the problem is that Iraqis are just killing other Iraqis in these vicious struggles.
Well, we have up to 500 probably dead from yesterday's incident of violence.
Yeah, the Tuesday night bombings up in northwestern Iraq were really utterly depressing. And it's the honest answer is, the Pentagon says, well, Al-Qaeda is behind it. That may be one feature of it. The honest answer on a lot of the violence in Iraq is that it's really complicated. There are all these forces, some of it tribal, some of it is sectarian, some of it is extremist groups against religious minorities, as was the case, it seems to be, Tuesday night. But it goes back to the central point, is our U.S. military the best tool for actually solving those sorts of crises and conflicts? And I think the experience over the last 4 years is no. I mean, and it's unfortunate, but we need other means to address these challenges.
I'm just tired of all the BS. Let me give you another example of it. 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, the Progressive Talk. This morning in the Denver Post, Brian Katulis, by the way, is our guest in the Center for American Progress. Let me quote this a little bit of this article. Well, it's very short, but let me just give some of it to you from the Denver Post. This is about freshman Congressman Doug Lamborn, supporter of our policy in the Middle East. Fresh from a trip to Iraq, U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn delivered a message of progress about President Bush's troop increase. The Colorado Springs Republican is on a whirlwind tour of the Middle East, visiting Iraq, Kuwait, Jordan, and Israel as part of a congressional delegation. The freshman congressman has been an ally on the war, voting against efforts to condemn the troop increase. In a conference call with reporters Tuesday from Kuwait City, Lamborn said he was surprised by the level of improvement in Iraq's violent Anbar province. And, listen to this, the congressman met with General David Petraeus in Iraq and predicted the commander would report to Congress on September the 15th that the U.S. military has made satisfactory progress on all benchmarks in Iraq. This guy is smoking dope.
Yeah, and a lot of people are. And again, I think people will see what they want to see sometimes. And that's part of the problem. I mean, we had a couple of analysts from the Brookings Institution go out there, and you know, they cherry-picked some facts and looked at certain signs. And of
course, you're talking about O'Hanlon, and then it turns out that he finally ponies up and admits that, number one, he was an early supporter of the war, and number two, that he only talked to and he only met with people that the Pentagon arranged for him to talk to, and he only talked to officials high up, and he never wandered around Iraq by himself.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. Here's one, you know, the city of Baghdad used to be about 65% Sunni. Current military and intel estimates by the U.S. government, the inside information, is that now Shiites make up 75 to 80% of the city. There's been a process of sectarian cleansing going on for the last couple of years, and this is with, you know, tens of thousands of U.S. troops present in that city. And this is part of the problem, is that a lot of the Iraqi forces that we're working with, and these are forces that O'Hanlon and that congressman and a few others say are doing a better job. Well, if cleansing, you know, the population of a religious minority is our metric of doing a better job, it's a pretty awful metric, particularly when you look at the brutal tactics that are used by Shiite militias that have infiltrated the Iraqi security forces. And that's the kind of level of detail that often doesn't come into these reports of progress in quote, because if it's progress built on the fact that there's, you know, many genocides or sectarian cleansing, then I don't think that's the right kind of progress America should be supporting.
No, I don't think so either. But notice on the end of the article there, or the end of the little blurb there, it says, it quotes Lamborn as saying, General Petraeus will report. No, he won't. The White House will. I mean, the general, we've been led to believe that here comes Petraeus, the White Knight, the insurgency force expert. And he's going to openly and candidly tell us where we are and what's going on. Now, the administration concedes, oh, no, that's not what he's going to do. We're going to write the report, and then we're going to tell you. Now, they have a vested interest in the outcome of the report.
Right.
So they're lying to us, they're rigging the game, and we were told, and you know this, time and time again, wait till September, wait till September, wait till September.
Jay, you sound surprised about this. I mean,
I'm not surprised about it, but you know, no, it's, Brian, it's not that I'm surprised about this.
Yeah.
Here's what it amounts to. I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've just finally had enough. You know what? I've had enough. I've had enough of the Republicans. I've had enough of the Democrats. Because what they ought to do is they ought to walk out, they ought to force the issue, they ought to do something. Somebody,
yeah,
somewhere should get this guy, and I'm talking about George W. Bush, and say to him, stop lying to us. Stop BSing us. Stop lying to us, because while you're fooling around and you're sitting here doing all of this, our kids are getting killed. We are wasting ungodly amounts of money. You're getting nothing done. Neither is the Congress. I've had enough. Brian, seriously, I've really just had enough.
Well, I'm with you, and I hope more and more Americans are with you, and I think they just got to speak up. I've said this before, and, you know, everybody's on vacation now, but come September, I think, you know, really, we're grinding down our military readiness. We're hurting our security by simply following what President Bush has mapped out in Iraq, and he hides behind General Petraeus and a few others. And what we got to do, I agree with you, we have to have leaders step up to the plate, and they're not going to do so in Washington until people put pressure on them. And I think it's, you know, time has come and gone, and I think people really got to speak up and let their congressmen and folks in the Senate know that enough's enough. We've done our share, and it's time to start bringing the troops home.
All right, here's a couple of other things. Army suicides, highest in 26 years. Army soldiers committed suicide last year at the highest rate in 26 years. More than a quarter did so while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yet another awful story. I mean, the consequence of, you know, our troops have been over there longer than it took us to win World War II. And that, again, goes back to the failure of leadership on the part of President Bush. by continually saying things are getting better when they're not. And that's why it's so important in September to hear the honest truth. Because if we start with a reality-based assessment, then we can figure out, well, okay, what's the best way to go forward? If we continue to pull the wool over the eyes of the American public, say things are getting better, we're on the path to democracy and freedom, then we're going to continue to hurt these young men and women who signed up to serve our country. And many of them do, and they want to do the best that they can, but their service is dishonored by the lack of leadership, not only by President Bush, but all of those people in Congress who don't speak out against the strategy that's gone so wrong.
All right, here's another one. McClatchy, Washington Bureau. Despite violence drop, officers see bleak future for Iraq. Despite U.S. claims that violence is down in the Iraqi capital, U.S. military officers are offering a bleak picture of Iraq's future, saying that they've yet to see any signs of reconciliation between Sunni and Shiite Muslims, despite a drop in violence. But there's Doug Lamborn in the Denver Post this morning claiming, oh no, we are making progress.
Well, again, the people should make Mr. Lamborn pay a price. His career should end for being so irresponsible. But that's not going to happen until people stand up and actually voice their opinions about it. It's deeply irresponsible. He's advocating sending more troops over there into a situation where simply, you know, it's not going to get better until the Iraqis step up to the plate. And that's the fundamental here.
And they're not going to do that because they can't do it. And we're going to – the situation there, we're losing. And we're losing there for the same reason we lost in Vietnam, because the South Vietnamese government couldn't do it either without us.
Yeah, and it goes back to motivation and allegiance. And in some ways, I've been saying, you know, we've been fostering a culture of dependency over there in Iraq among Iraq's leaders. It's not unlike, you know, it's like what Ronald Reagan said about the welfare state. In some ways, and I talk to mid-level officers all the time over there, and they're frustrated because they're going outside of the wire, risking their necks, the American soldiers over there, yet the Iraqis, whom they've trained and given weapons to, aren't doing that. And in part, they're not doing that because they're not fighting for their country, they're fighting for their sect, or they're afraid of risking their own lives. And it's amazing. It's just people should be aghast at this, that our young men and women do everything that we tell them to do, but the Iraqis themselves, after more than 4 years, the security forces aren't stepping up to the plate, and they won't until we leave, until we send a clear signal that we're heading out the door.
And yet you have people, Republicans, who let this go. I mean, they see it, and they tap dance, and they defend it, and you know that there are the water carriers on the other talk stations virtually across this country that either won't talk about it or manufacture facts about it. You have Democrats who don't have the guts to really do anything. You know, no wonder the Zogby poll shows that not only does Congress get low ratings, but Bush, they can say, what, 57% consider his presidency to be a failure. I mean,
yeah.
What are we doing here?
Again, I really fear, you know, and I'm doing a book. It'll be out next spring. But I fear that we're going through this historical period where the U.S. has seen a severe drop in its power, in its ability to shape and influence events, and a lot of it is self-inflicted. Our military readiness, I keep going back to this point, but it's really we've exhausted our strategic reserve. If there were other fronts or if there was another crisis, our ability to actually respond to that effectively is hampered by Bush's strategy of sending our troops to serve as referees in multiple civil wars inside of Iraq. And that does not help our national security interests. And I'm confident, you know, I'm upset and things like this, but I'm confident that we can actually turn this around. But it really will require people to become more engaged, to hold people accountable, leaders accountable, who simply, well, and it's not just a Republican thing. I mean, I agree with
you. No, it's a Democratic thing as well.
Yeah, it is a leadership problem. It's a leadership gap where people simply will, they know, I mean, some of them know deep down inside that this is the wrong policy, but some of them made the wrong votes in the past, and they're afraid to, you know, be accused of flip-flopping and things like this. What we need are leaders who call it like it is, to say, look, this is making Americans less safe. It's harming our military. It's not helping us in the broader fight against global terrorist groups. And enough's enough. You know, Iraqis need to step up to the plate, and we've done our share. And we don't hear enough of that from our leaders. And when we do, we often hear from the right and some of their, you know, the Lieberman types say, oh, well, we just got to stay there forever. Or they don't have any end in sight. And that's a really dangerous thing for our country.
Well, my answer to Joe Menem is good. Grab a gun.
Yeah.
You know, go do it yourself, man. Go climb San Juan Hill yourself. Last point on this, we're tied up in Iraq. Now, there's fears that Musharraf is going to go over the cliff in Pakistan. They've got loose nukes. If we weren't tied up in Iraq, we might be able to take some action there. We might be able to do something about what's going on in the Waziristan area, but no can do because we don't have the manpower.
Yeah, we don't have the manpower. We also don't have the leadership and the right strategy. Again, this Waziristan area, northwestern Pakistan, is probably the most dangerous place on the face of the earth, and it's nobody's got control of that situation. And it's a haven in a way that no place in Iraq is right now for global terror groups, and we're not doing anything about it. I mean, we've tried some operations here and there, but you remember in 2005, the Bush administration actually decided not to conduct a strike against a terrorist enclave there because they were concerned about, you know, the intra-Pakistani politics. And I think at the end of the day, if people are out to kill us, I mean, I think we need to talk to different countries in the world and things like this, but if there are terror groups that are out to kill us and we have intelligence operations and information, we should do the best that we can to neutralize that threat because we saw the consequences of President Bush's inaction in 2001 on September 11th. And that doesn't necessarily mean we go carpet bomb or invade countries that weren't involved like we did in Iraq, but it does mean when you have targeted intelligence, you do something about it, and we haven't done that. And that's a big part of the problem here. And I fear for the country if we just continue on the same course, and that's why we need a new set of leaders to put us back on the right course.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way, and I am just absolutely blown away that there are still people out there who actually said, and who do say, that they support this.
Yes.
Does that just absolutely blow your mind?
It's amazing, and it's just completely irresponsible. And you know, Pakistan is one of the most dangerous threats that we face. You know, there's the perfect storm there with global terror groups, nuclear weapons, an autocratic regime. And we haven't had a clear policy and approach on it. I mean, President Bush is trying to do some things, but the big worry here about not just Pakistan or Iraq or other things is that President Bush is just really going to try to muddle through and hand off these problems to his successor. And I just don't think we have that time.
Oh, yeah.
Get
as much vacation out there in Crawford as you possibly can. I think the guy belongs in a rubber room. Brian, thank you. I really appreciate you putting up with my onslaught and my ranting and raving, and thanks for being available in short notice. I really appreciate
it. Anytime, Jay.
Thanks, Brian.
Sure. Take care.
All right, there's Brian Katulis in the Center for American Progress. Coming up, we're going to call the White House. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, who's a great guy, who has meetings this morning. I mean, he's just one of the best people in the world. So he calls John. He says, tell Jay not to jump off the bridge yet. I'll be on tomorrow morning to calm you down. God bless him. I went to look for his campaign website the other day to give him some money. It's not up and running, but they've at least got the URL, the domain name, and everything parked. So hopefully he'll get that going. We'll have him on tomorrow morning. But I really am unglued by this. I very rarely ever get this. I mean, I just have had enough. I've just freaking had enough. You know what we need? I've never advocated this on the air before. I really believe this. You know what we need? Here's what we need. We need a million people. We need a million people to go to Washington and say, tell us the truth. Enough is enough.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
A couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
7:30 after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Hot off the presses, Denver's number one street atlas from Mapsco is now available. And to celebrate this new edition, when you visit the Mapsco store at 8th and Lincoln, they're at 8th and Lincoln, go into Mapsco, tell them that I sent you, that J. Marvin sent you. Use the promotional code MAPS4ME, MAPS4ME, and everything will be 30% off for the first 50 customers, 30% off everything else in the store. And this year, Mapsco has gone all out. Over 5,200 updates, revisions, and additions. Hundreds of miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. You know, sometimes you learn the hard way. These online maps, even these satellite nav systems, take you to the wrong place. They're just not as accurate as Mapsco's street atlas. In fact, they might get you close, but only Mapsco will get you there. Mapsco also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all favorite outdoor Colorado activities. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco maps are most accurate, most current, and most trusted. You just can't beat them. They're indispensable. So check out Mapsco at 8th and Lincoln or at fine retailers throughout Denver or go online at mapsco.com.
Just look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us.
Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves.
Her flashy fall color.
Oh no, she's looking this way.
Hey girl, looking good.
A gorgeous, healthy tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery is the talk of the neighborhood. End of summer is the time to plant, and Northeast Boulder is the location. Find directions to Creekside Tree Nursery at creeksideboulder.com. Want your money to go further this summer? Walmart's low prices save you even more. Triscuits and Wheat Thins are $2.50 for a large 12-ounce snack box. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Senator Joe Biden, he's got a book out, Promises to Keep, on life and politics. He'll give us the latest on his campaign and also comment on the continued violence in Iraq. The White House has fired back on Hillary Clinton's ad campaign. Paul Begala, CNN, will join us to talk about the latest in the presidential trail. And also, Elvis Presley died 30 years ago today. We'll talk about that. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Thursday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man.
Actually, I think we should still play the Who's gonna, you know, won't get fooled again, because that's more appropriate to what's going on here. But I punched the wrong button. 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Actually, this song here by the Buffalo Springfield is reference to the Pandora Box riots on the Sunset Strip in the 60s. That's what that's about. That's about the L.A. police riot where they beat up all the protesters over Pandora's box, which is now gone. The only relic of it or landmark of it left, if you're ever in L.A., is go down Sunset Boulevard where J. Ward Productions still has, as far as I know, a Rocky and Bullwinkle store where they sell Rocky and Bullwinkle memorabilia. That's the old home of Rocky and Bullwinkle, and that's where they used to do the animated cartoons, and Pandora's Box was across the street, I believe, if my young teenage memory serves me correctly. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 86, and we're talking about what George W. Bush says and what actually is going to happen is two different things here. Surprise, surprise. But I just, as I said to Brian Katulis, I've just had enough of it. I've had enough is enough is enough about this idea that General Petraeus is going to come back and is going to brief Congress. But the White House is going to write the report. Now, do we still want to call the White House, John? We still want to do that? All right, we'll do that coming up. We'll take your calls, too. I'm determined to stay on this all morning, really. And I love it. If you're a Republican, I don't know how to, you can't lump everybody together. If you're a supporter of the current direction and of this man who sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when he's there, call and explain to me why this is not, why he's not in these sound bites. Why he's not lying to us. 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic with Gina.
Well, we've got a couple of wrecks on our eastbound arteries, eastbound I-76 right at Sheridan that's causing a snag there, and eastbound I-70 near Pecos. Now, that one's blocking the left lane, and we've got delays extending between Sheridan and Colorado. So that's probably the area to avoid right now if you can. Still have police out directing traffic in Littleton at Broadway and Arapahoe. That's right there at C-470 if you're trying to hop on. Weather outlook today. It'll be a partly cloudy day, likely humid with some...
Are you concerned about the environment? Global warming affects us all. Ocean First Divers is Boulder County's premier dive center and is an industry-leading advocate for ocean ecosystems. Ocean First Divers is 100% wind-powered, is moving towards energy independence, and has adopted the industry's first carbon offset program. Now, divers can purchase carbon credits to offset their CO2 emissions for their dive travel. So visit them online at oceanfirstdivers.com to plan your next dive adventure. There is a difference when you choose to dive with Ocean First Divers in Boulder at 30th and Bluff Street next to the Steel Yards.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Once you were lost and now you're found. Or you will be after your next trip to Pep Boys. When you take home a Garmin Street Pilot GPS for just $229.98 after mail-in rebate. Or grab a 3500 Surge Watts generator at Pep Boys, also just $229.98. Save $100 after mail-in rebate. Save $10 on all Pennzoil oil changes after mail-in rebate. And pick up a 40-piece socket set for free after mail-in rebate. 5 days only, sale ends Sunday. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Thousands back, why not yours? Go buy your car. Whether you buy hours or not, for your quick and easy appraisal, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Come by any of our 17 GO showrooms or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee.
Ready in advance.
See store for details.
Fresher. Today on DVD, he committed the crime. He confessed to the police.
I shot my wife.
And he's getting away.
No powder on his hand, no blood on his clothes.
With it all.
This was a setup.
On the DVD of the movie, Gene Shalit says, doesn't let go. Even after the final twist.
Lose? You lose everything.
Academy Award winner Anthony Hopkins. Academy Award nominee Ryan Gosling.
I'm not going to play games with you.
I'm afraid you have to hold sport.
This man killed his wife.
Fracture. Own the DVD with two alternate endings today on DVD. Rated R for language and some violent content. Bonus features not rated.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Yeah, the only trouble is the administration, the White House, is going to draw up the report. Lied to again. 7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 86. Thank you to MSNBC for those cuts. Lied to again, ladies and gentlemen, lied to again. Okay. So now, are we going to call the White House? Are we doing that, Mr. Turk? I'll dial. Let me see.
Liar, pants on fire.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. We appreciate your call. If you are calling from a touch-tone phone, please press 1. If you would like to leave a comment for the president, please press 1. All comment line operators are currently assisting other callers. Please hold for the next available operator. If you prefer to call back at a later time, our direct telephone number is 202-456-1111.
Yeah. If you prefer to call back in about a year,
Good morning. Oh. You've reached the White House comment line. From what state are you calling?
Hi, you're live on the air. My name is Jay Marvin, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado, and this is AM 760 Progressive Talk. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
I'd like to leave a comment for the president. Is it possible I could do that?
Yes, that's what I'm here to do.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. You're very, very polite. General Petraeus is supposed to, along with Ambassador Ryan Crocker, is supposed to come back on September the 15th and give us a report about the surge. But now we find out from the Los Angeles Times that the White House is going to draw up the report. And I'd like to just say that I believe that the president is and has lied to us about this and misled us, and I have the sound bites to prove that, and I would like to register my disgust.
Okay, sir. I'd be happy to take that comment and forward it to the White House.
And you don't want my name or my address?
We don't take any of that information, sir. This is just pure comment. pure comment.
Hmm. How do I know that the White House will see this?
Well, I provide it to my supervisor at the end of the day with the other operators, and all of that information goes to the White House. It does go.
You know how badly I want to scream about this whole situation?
The situation you told me about, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
Can I just do that to make myself feel better?
You can once I hang up.
just hold the phone away from your ear.
I'm going to...
The president is a damn liar! Okay. Now I feel better. Do you think that hurt her ear? Cora, Tori in Watkins. You're on AM 760.
That was awesome, Jay. I got to tell you, man, anybody who calls up the White House and screams the president is a liar is a hero in my book.
Well, he is one, isn't he?
Yes, sir, he is. And actually, part of the reason I was calling this morning, I caught General George Casey's National Press Club interview about two nights ago on C-SPAN. Of course, the most exciting night of television is always on C-SPAN. And it just backs up what you say, Jay, about the lying and of course, in this case, evasiveness. Because, and I understand that General Casey, and, you know, great guy. I mean, he was certainly, you know, very, very well behaved and, you know, didn't get out of hand or anything like that. But you could definitely tell that every time he was asked a question, and, of course, most of them, you know, pertaining to Iraq, it was sort of that George Bush sort of, like they're grasping for words that they know they can use, but yet don't really give you any real information. And, of course, the P word was brought up, we are making progress over there. Now, like you, I've heard a million people say we're making progress, but no one ever defines what that is. And here we are, how many years into this war, with nothing but just chaos. I mean, you know, I'm not saying anything new that anybody hasn't already said, and yet they want us so badly to stay the course, which I know they don't use that term anymore, but they still want us to believe in what they're doing. They still want us to back them, but yet they never give us any real information about what progress means. And I, as an American, and I'm not Democratic and I'm not Republican, as an American, I want to know why we should be backing this. And if you're not going to give us the real details of progress and you're not going to help us out here to support you, why should I continue to support this? I am a patriot like you, Jay. I don't believe in this, and dissension is part of being an American. And everybody really believes this, then why do we have to continue to listen to these stories of, you know, 200 dead yesterday in car bombs?
Oh, it may go up to 500. And I don't know how much of a patriot I am, but let me just say, oh God, where do you start on all this? I don't care what your political orientation is. I don't care where you stand politically. What I find really hard to put together is how anybody could see this for anything other than what it is the fact is this guy lied again, and he lied. He's nailed. He lied. He lied. He lied. He lied. Beating up on him is cheap, convenient sport.
Yeah.
I try not to do a bunch of it, but he's lying.
Yeah.
He is freaking lying to us. When are people, the Congress, Republicans, Democrats, everyday people, all walks of life, gender, sexual orientation, skin color, ethnicity, when are they going to come forward and say, you've lied for the last time, enough is enough?
Well, I totally agree. It's like, yeah, he's not just a liar. He's got a whole network of liars. And so the tale is so hugely spun that I'm not surprised America's just had it at this point.
And you know what? And like Brian said, Catula said, well, are you surprised by this? No, I'm not surprised by it. There's a difference. I'm fed up with it.
Yeah, I'm fed up with it, too. And it was so scary to me also, Jay, along the bottom, a little ticker tape along the bottom on C-SPAN. They're talking about how Russia is invading our airspace with bombers more, and how the commander of the Australian naval fleet wants China to be more forthcoming about their naval buildup, and for the last 3 years, Russia and China have been running drills together. Now, is anybody else worried about that as well, or are we just so focused on Iraq and we're feeling the rest of the world's kind of pissed off at us as well?
Well, yeah, we should be worried about it. What I'm worried about is what I brought up to Brian Katulis. I'm worried about Pakistan.
Yeah, you're right. Or where, Stan, what you were talking about. We don't have the manpower. What if China and Russia decide to do something?
We can't do anything.
We can't do anything. Scary monsters, Jay. Scary monsters.
All right, Corey. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy. Keep it up, brother. Talk to you soon.
You got it.
All right, bye-bye.
Let's go to Don in the Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760.
Oh, man. Here's what I'd like you to do, buddy. We have been where you are right now for months and months and years and years. I want you to do two things. Every day you need to put the number for the U.S. Congress and the United States Senate switchboard. Every hour you need to announce the number so people can call. Then, when what's-his-name gets on tomorrow, the representative Perlmutter, inherent contempt is a tool that you have kind of just glossed over and poo-pooed that I've been raising for 3 or 4 weeks now, and that is the quickest way to get Bush out of office. If we wait for the Senate Judiciary Committee to go through the court system to hold these people in contempt, we will never get him out of office. We have a tool at our disposal right now, inherent contempt, that can be used to force these people to testify, and if they don't, we throw them in a slammer, and that's the way to get this guy out of office. You need to get on board with this inherent contempt deal.
No, I'm not going to get on board with it because I don't think that it will work, and I'm not going to reverse my position on that.
Why will it not?
And what I think is what we ought to do, what needs to be done? Here's the thing that needs to be done. How about putting 1 million people in the streets of Washington, D.C.?
Is that going to happen, Jay?
Your inherent contempt situation is not going to work either.
Why is it not going to work? It's been proven to work.
You know what? I've been over this with you over and over and over again, and I am not going to go over it with you again. I have to go get the traffic. I have done it time and time. I know,
you're
not going to let go of it, but you and I are going to disagree, and that's just the way it is.
And you're going to sit there and rant and rave and not do anything about it then.
Oh, I see, Don. You're right. I'm going to rant and rave and not do anything, but Donald will deliver us to the promised land. You're going to deliver us to the promised land? Then go follow your own advice.
I've already done that, Jay.
Then go do it again.
Then why don't you do it tomorrow with Perlmutter?
Oh, how do you know I'm not going to?
Well, you haven't done anything about it yet.
I haven't done anything about it yet?
No.
You know what? Do yourself a favor. Swallow your phone until you choke. I'm not even going to get into that. Oh, let's have this argument. I'm more progressive and left than you are. You haven't done anything. What, because I don't agree with you? Because I don't agree with you? Who's the real enemy here, Don? Is it me? Or is it the guy sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who is leading this country in the wrong direction? But let's get on and fight. Shall we, Don? Shall we, Don? Go suck the radiator fluid out of your engine. 751 traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still just dealing with crash cleanup eastbound I-70 near Pecos, where we have a blocked left lane and delays between Sheridan and Colorado. So be prepared if you're headed through that area there. Eastbound I-76 at Sheridan as well. We got a two-car, and we've got all of our eastbound arteries pretty well stacked up now, including 6th Avenue out of Lakewood from Sheridan to I-25 and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Pecos.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Done anything, you're not doing anything. And this condescending, like, it's my way or the highway, and I know what's going on. And I tried with this last guy, I tried with Don, like, to just disagree with him. But that's never enough. Some of you have to go and you have to rip the flesh off the bones of the person who you disagree with. Well, trust me, just take it to the bank, baby. You ain't eating dinner, breakfast, or lunch on my body, okay? And I'm not going to get into this thing about whose is bigger and who's done more. It's stupid. It's a stupid argument. All right, here's something that's not stupid. Saving money. And saving money is never stupid. And unless you've got tons of money to throw around, then maybe this doesn't fit you. But for most of us, we're not in that position. Most of us, you know, we got to watch every penny we make. And that's why if you're looking to buy a vehicle, the best place is Rockies. One, selection. Largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans,
and SUVs in Colorado. Okay, that's number one. Number two, matching down incentive and various ways to finance. And number three, people who will treat you exactly the way you want to be treated, with which is with respect, openness, and honesty. Because the folks at Rockies have learned a long time ago that there's just no mileage in cheating people and lying. That's short-term thinking. That's not long-term thinking. And they're long-term thinkers. And that's one of the reasons why they've been around since 1982. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshire. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Lebrato, Gerard Menard, Adolph Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies. They'll take care of you. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get out there and see them. 63rd and Federal.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to four times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
Forerunner, number 7780, 36-month lease. $3,500 dues, zero security and approval. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle.
How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event. This week only, Go Toyota will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. Choose from over 1,200 new Toyotas, like an 07 4Runner for the payment of a RAV4, $339 a month. And you'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Come experience why Go Toyota is Colorado's number one Toyota store. Don't miss the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 and Arapahoe Road. Or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go!
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to the Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Yeah, Owen Trump, the White House is going to write the report. Very nice. 7:57. Hi today. 86. Quickly, to Eric in Arvada. Eric, about 45 seconds, man. Take it.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that I think we've got a real combination of total incompetence plus a lot of money in the media feeding this incompetence. I noticed quite a bit in the news lately that they are trying to turn this surge into a win. They're talking about
all right,
how they're
all right,
winning.
Hang on. Hang tough. Hang through the news if you can.
I will, Jay.
Okay. All right. And I'll give you more time. And everybody else, hang through the news. We'll continue.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Date. Call now. 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The credit crunch is squeezing more life out of the stock market. Prices open sharply lower, extending a week-long sinking spell. After 30 minutes of trading now, the Dow Industrials are down about 107 points. The main blue-chip index has tumbled 9% since setting an all-time high last month. The NASDAQ Composite is down about 15. Floor trader Steve Popora.
Right now, this is an extremely emotional market. The market is heavily oversold. Now, everybody's very nervous. It looks like we're in for more choppy trading.
The squeeze in the credit markets is so tight, the country's biggest mortgage lender has become a big borrower.
Homeowners, want to get cash and simplify your bills? Ask about a combo loan from Countrywide.
Countrywide Financial says it had to get bank loans of more than $11 billion so it could make new home loans. One of the economy's main engines is sputtering. The government reports a 6% drop in home building last month to the lowest level in more than a decade. National Association of Home Builders chief economist Dave Siders doesn't see a quick rebound.
Looking out, my forecast says sales activity could stabilize by the end of this year. Given the inventory overhang, I wouldn't look for any improvement, sustained improvement, you know, in the housing starts numbers until, say, the third quarter of 2008.
On the Weather Watch, Tropical Storm Aaron has moved ashore in Texas, where months of soaking rain have already played havoc with farm crops. Wharton County Emergency Manager Andy Kirkland says farmers in his neck of the woods southwest of Houston don't need this.
I know the people have been working real hard on getting their corn crops and maize crops in, but a lot of the cotton is still out there, and this wouldn't be a good time to have a lot of wind and heavy rain.
Peru is struggling with the aftermath of a powerful earthquake that killed at least 337 people. Yadira Pacheco is a relief worker in Lima.
We're ready to send blankets and medicines. They still need more warm clothes because we are in the winter, and the winter has been very, very strong. There are many people that lost their houses.
Lawyers are about to deliver opening statements in the trial of two nursing home owners charged with allowing patients to die during Hurricane Katrina. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports from St. Francisville, Louisiana.
35 elderly patients died when the one-story St. Rita's nursing home flooded after the levees broke. Prosecutors say Sal and Mabel Mangano ignored warnings to evacuate until it was too late. The defense claims they were confident the building would be safe, and the government offered no assistance in moving patients. The trial has been moved here north of Baton Rouge from St. Bernard Parish, where so few residents have returned, it would be too difficult to find a jury. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, St. Francisville, Louisiana.
Off the coast of Virginia, the search is on for three Navy flyers missing since last night's crash off the deck of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. Updating the stock market, the Dow's down 126, NASDAQ down 19. This is CBS News.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One westbound lane of Interstate 70 is now reopened near Grand Junction after that semi-crash and explosion that heavily damaged an overpass. That means one lane of the roadway now open in each direction. Two bodies have been recovered from the crash site. Identity is still not known. Federal prosecutors are asking in a federal appeals court to deny bond for former Quest CEO Joe Nascio. As he appeals his insider trading conviction, he's facing a six-year stretch in the Stony Lonesome unless the Court of Appeals overturns a district judge's decision and orders bond to be granted. The odds of that considered slim and none. And GOP presidential candidate John McCain says he's gotten death threats for his stand on illegal immigration, but he has no intention of changing his position. Speaking at the Aspen Institute yesterday, McCain said the nation needs comprehensive immigration reform, and he will not back down on a temporary worker program for the estimated 12 million illegals now in the U.S. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Let's turn into a pretty nasty ride. We've got stop-and-go traffic from northbound I-25 from the Emerson Street Bridge to Lincoln. We've got wreck activity as well on eastbound I-76 right near Sheridan. One crash that just occurred westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike on the left shoulder near Sheridan. And crash activity on southbound I-25 involving a semi right near Alameda. Those delays are extending towards 6th Avenue. Also dealing with a problem on eastbound I-70 at Golden. We have a three-vehicle crash there. And looks like some good news. We did get a lane of I-70 open through that Grand Junction area following that crash from yesterday. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and humid with some isolated storms and a high of 87. Right now it's fair and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, it's time to get new appliances.
Because...
Home Depot has 10% off. The dishwasher's too loud. The fridge smells
right,
like the fish you caught in Alaska.
Okay.
The washer and dryer are different colors.
You had me at 10% off.
Update your appliances and save money with 10% off appliances of $297 or more. Find a wide selection of the top brands and innovative products, like the new GE Adora refrigerator with refreshment center. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 19th at U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 86. We've been talking about Iraq all morning. We've been talking about this disgusting report in the Los Angeles Times that David Petraeus will not be giving us the information about Iraq. What will happen is the White House will draw up the report. I'm just so... I'm so sick and tired of it. And you get emails from people. Oh, why are you shocked by that? Well, I'm not shocked by it. I'm just sick of it. There's a difference. And then for people to call up and start this whole thing about, well, you don't agree with me, then you... Not for people to call up, but for one caller, I guess. to imply that, well, we're not, I'm not doing anything about it, or whatever the case may be. Peggy sent me an email. I think that this is really the truth. I think Peggy really is speaking the truth here, where she says that she and her husband have emailed and have called and have emailed and have called and have over so many things and over so much. And she feels like her voice just isn't being heard. And I think it's where most of us fall, that we just feel like we're not being heard. And I'll run this by Congressman Perlmutter tomorrow morning, because he's going to come in, and he's one stand-up guy. He and Mark Udall are two of my favorite people, along with Bill Ritter. Now, if you want to call the White House and leave a comment about this charade with Petraeus, 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. You can call Wayne Allard at 303-220-7414. That's 303-220-7414. Or you can call the Senate and the Congress switchboard at 202-224-3121. That's probably the best number. And getting on the air and doing cause radio is really a drag. Politics are a drag. Most Americans feel that it's a drag. You can look at the polls when people are asked. And can you blame them? Because here's the commander-in-chief, and beating up on George W. Bush is easy sport. And I try very, very hard not to do it every day. But today kind of rings the bell. Today kind of hits the gong. Then here's this guy, he's lying to us about this surge, about Iraq. I don't understand how it is that you could be right, left, in the middle, or anywhere on the political spectrum, and not get that what he says and what's going to happen are two different things. And yeah, I've been grinding on this since 6 o'clock this morning. And I'm not trying to stir up fake outrage or manufactured anger. I just can't tell you how frustrated I am. I'm not shocked. I'm frustrated. I'm not shocked. I've just had enough. I've had enough. Haven't you had enough? Can you honestly say, right, left, in the middle, that you're happy with the situation? That you think that this is okay? Can you honestly say that? Can you? Maybe where some of you are out there who are conservative, maybe you're getting your information from some other place, and you're believing that things are okay and that you bother to just give it more time. Okay, I understand that. But the sound cuts we've been playing all morning, don't they indicate that we're being lied to? Because saying one thing and then doing another is basically lying. I was coming here every morning thinking that I should entertain you, that I should try to inform you, that we should have some fun. And I always hold out a little ray of hope that maybe somebody who backs this insanity will be going down the dial, find the radio station, hear what I'm saying, listen to the sound cuts, and walk away and say, wait a minute, I know he's slanted to the left, but maybe what he's saying, well, it might just have some truth to it, and maybe I better check it out. Because that's basically all I'm asking. I'm not asking you to believe anything I tell you. I'm just asking you to go look for yourself. All right, 303-713-7600. And you can comment on all this. We'll play the sound bites again here, and you can hear them, and you can comment on them. Let me go to Eric in Arvada, who graciously hung through all this. Okay, Eric, go ahead, man. Now you're wide open, and you can just run with it.
Actually, thanks for holding me over, because I don't think just before the break I had it all together what I wanted to say. And I got to think about it during the news break. I think what I'm, I think probably what you said earlier hits me the hardest. What I mean by that is when Bush came out with the news that it's now no longer going to be Petraeus, but it's going to be the White House basically saying to us what Petraeus told them. I wouldn't say it shocked me. It surprised me a little bit, but it infuriated me because my first reaction is, oh, they've done it again. They've done it again. It's not like I was shocked, but they just got me again. It's like that guy that you know is a cheat at cards, and he just did it again.
Yeah.
He just did it to you again, and you're so frustrated because you don't know what to do other than don't get in the game with him anymore. But, you know, it's so much deeper than that because they have the message control out there so well. I was listening to the afternoon. We don't need to get into that. I'll just make it real quick. I was listening to the afternoon between about, I would say, 3:20 and 3:45 yesterday afternoon. And one of the hosts was attempting in a very feeble way because he didn't have the facts behind him to say that the military is not broken. That it's okay that they are lowering their standards and paying more money to get kids to join.
Geez, I wonder what he would say about the story about the suicide rates being the highest in 26 years.
See, that didn't come out until the 5 o'clock hour. His partner would have had some ammunition to use at him, but that story came out. I heard that after that show was over. And, you know, that would have been a good thing to throw out at them. But, I mean, they just twist and turn everything. But I think my point is there is money controlling the media. What is it, five families or five? I don't know.
You're talking about the amount of companies that have the media holdings.
You know what? They have vested interests in sustaining this war.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I kind of have a different theory about that.
Please.
I'm not sure anybody would buy. But this is my theory. And you just have to see if you believe it or not. If business finds, and if human beings find, and if we find, all of us, if we find something that works, we have a tendency to duplicate that over and over and over again until it doesn't work anymore. Example would be, look at automobiles. Yeah, the body styles change. Yes, the technology changes. Okay, no question, cars becoming more fuel efficient in some cases. But the basic idea of a combustible engine powering the automobile and tires and all of those things. Same thing now as it was, what, 40 years ago? 50 years ago? 60 years ago? Same basic thing. Radio is a business like any other business. So here's what happened. There was a time when talk radio, and I think this is what you're referring to, right?
I believe so.
Okay, there was a time when talk radio did this. It put on book authors. It put people on who did recipes. Health experts. All you have to do is ask John Turk about how many emails as producer of the show that he gets every single day from people who want to put that kind of stuff on. Then, and there were always pockets of people who did opinionated talk radio across the country. You had guys who were in it really early and did it. People like Joe Pine, people like Bob Grant, Alan Burke. You had that. And also you had people like Alan Berg, Neil Rogers, a lot of other people. So it used to be that talk radio, it used to be that on any given talk station you would have a bunch of conservatives, you might have one or two liberals, you might have somebody on there who had no political orientation, and that's what it was. Then along came Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh drew in a ton of listeners. Because in the beginning, even though Limbaugh was wrong, he was entertaining. He's kind of fun. Okay? And kind of outrageous. He wasn't years ago near the water carrier he is now. But management saw that. Owners saw that. Ooh, this really works. A lot of people listen to this guy. So what did they do? They said, that's the answer. We have to go, and we have to find people that are exactly like him. We have to find the next Rush Limbaugh. This is the winning formula. And while that was going on, the rest of us who are not like him, well, we just kept working. But the thing is, jobs started to become few and far between. And now, pick any city you can think of. Just pick one out of the air. Go to the internets. Google the talk station in that city. And what you'll find is, you'll find two things. You'll find that it is majority conservative. No, that it's 100% conservative in most cases. And that a lot of the programming is syndicated because of technology. And what does that do? That saves money. So they believe that they have found the winning answer. They believe that they have found the success recipe. My question would be, and I don't know the answer to this, with the majority of the public now in poll after poll after poll coming in on the other side, particularly like, for instance, the Zogby poll, where 57% of the public now rates those polled, now rates the Bush presidency as a failure. How much of that, how drawn are they to that, really? And I think that they're drawn to other stuff. That they're drawn to other ways of getting information and getting opinion. The web being a big one. And the other one would be National Public Radio. Because to them, what talk radio is it's a bunch of white guys screaming and water carrying. And never questioning. And they're tired of that. They don't believe it anymore. They're tired of it. That's what's happened. And that's hard to understand, I guess, maybe if you're not inside here, if you're not in the business. But if you're on the outside looking in, that's what's going on behind the curtain. And until more people get hip to the idea that there are other choices available, particularly progressive talk, that situation is not going to change. It's going to stay the way it is. Because there's one thing business likes. All businesses, right? They like this. They like profit, and they like low cost. And so they get that. And that's what's going on. That's what that is. That's basically what it is. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. I can back you up by telling people to Google Blatherwatch. B-L-A-T-H-E-R.
Right, yes. I've seen that site.
Yeah, and you know, that kind of backs up what you're saying.
That's exactly what it's about. So you get these people who get into all this stuff about all these conspiracies. No, that's not what it's about. What it's about is, it's about the money that is put into the company's pockets. And why is that? Because most of these companies nowadays are publicly traded, and they have only one responsibility, and that's to their shareholders, which is exactly the case in point that I tried to make to David Harsanyi the other morning about, if you leave any industry alone and you don't watch it, they will inevitably, given their own ends and means, get themselves, they eventually will do what the public in general will find to be
cheaper. CarUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
In the westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, delays between Sheridan and Church Ranch due to a two-car on the left-hand shoulder. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy skies expected. We'll get some more of those isolated storms in the afternoon and evening. High today of 87, right now, fair in 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to win great prizes? Make the Ride Smart Thursdays pledge to commute differently one day a week by carpool, vanpool, bus, or light rail, biking, walking, or telework. You could win a trip to Mexico or a Vespa LX50 scooter. For details, go to RideSmartThursdays.com.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The play is a feminist comedy. It's a search for sexist pigs. Hear the Virgin Mary story. Unite with your older sisters. It's really going to be a good time. The Feminazi. The Feminazi. That's right. And you can get tickets now. They're available at boulderfringe.com. Tickets are $15 and $10 for students. Dates are August 18th through the 26th. Check boulderfringe.com for times. It's at the Carson Theater in the Dairy Center for the Arts, 2590 Walnut Street in Boulder. For more information, go to thefeminazi.com or boulderfringe.com. Suzanne puts the F word in comedy, the feminazi word. Donations are being made to the Boulder Valley Women's Health Center. It's part of the Boulder Fringe. Check it out. It's hilarious. TheFeminazi.com or BoulderFringe.com.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee.
Ready in advance.
See store for details.
Fresher today on DVD. He committed the crime. He confessed to the police.
I shot my wife.
And he's getting away.
No powder on his hand. No blood on his clothes.
With it all.
This was a setup.
Own the DVD of the movie Gene Shalit says doesn't let go. Even after the final twist.
Lose? You lose everything.
Academy Award winner Anthony Hopkins. Academy Award nominee Ryan Gosling.
I'm not going to play games with you. I'm afraid you have to move sport. This man killed his wife.
Fracture. Own the DVD with two alternate endings today on DVD. Rated R for language and some violent content. Bonus features not rated.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be challenging Regina Hertzlinger, who is here claiming that health care will be helped by the free market. Not again. Kaiser CEO George Halverson shares his secrets for fixing health care. I wonder if I'll agree. Plus, the best of the rest of the news and your call right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to the Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Yeah, we got lied to. I know you're not shocked, but are you at least a bit outraged about it? 8:27, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. High today, 86, slight chance of a thunderstorm. You want to call the White House and tell them how you feel. 202-456-1111. Or you can call Wayne Allard's office, 303-220-7414. Or the Senate Congress switchboard, which is the best way, 202-224-3121. We were told one thing, now it's another. And we'll have Congressman Ed Perlmutter on tomorrow morning. We'll ask him about this. And I'm asking you about it at 303-713-7600. No, I'm not shocked. I mean, I'm getting emails from people, well, why are you being shocked? I'm not shocked. I'm just fed up. And I also do not, and I'm dumb. I do not get a lot of things. Okay, I don't understand how there are people out there who can't see that this is a lie. But they don't get it. Here's Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Okay, man.
Hey, you know, I think the upside to this story is that we now have a 1 month heads up to the fact that Petraeus' report is going to be total BS. If this story hadn't broken now, I think that a strong report from Petraeus might have swayed some weak-kneed Democrats in Congress. Now Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi have a month to get their troops in line to say, hey, this is a charade. This is all it ever was, it's all it ever is, and we don't have to pay any attention to it.
Well, I would hope that'd be the case, but I'd also hope, too, that there'd be Republicans who would I do. I hope that there'd be Republicans who would come around to this. I mean, Doug Lamborn's statement this morning in the Denver Post, as Brian Catula said, is absolutely irresponsible.
What did he say? I didn't hear
it. Oh, about how, you know, hey, there's progress in Iraq. Well, what progress? How about, you know, as Mary sent me an email about this, not my wife Mary, but another Mary, and she's really right about this. Okay, what's the political progress there? I mean, we lost the war in Vietnam not because we left. We lost it because the South Vietnamese government could not stand on its own, and it failed. And the Iraqi government is the same damn thing. Now,
oh, absolutely.
Okay, so Democrats, what about Republicans? How come Republicans
can't
see this?
You're more hopeful than I am if you think they're ever going to get their nose out of Bush's butt. I just don't see it happening. But, you know, I think even the military success on the ground is going to be overplayed. Look at that bombing yesterday, 500 people killed.
I know, can you imagine that?
The worst by times two of any terrorist attack by al-Qaeda ever over there. And this is progress?
I was shocked by that. I walked in the house when I was done working out at the gym, and it was on the screen, and I turned to Mary and I said, 500 people?
It's every bit as coordinated as the attack on the World Trade Center to have at least four of these big bombs to go into this very isolated area of Iraq to kill this very specific group of people, to kill 500 of them, is like not a sign of a terrorist group that's in retreat. That's an insurgent on their part. And to spin it any other way is total BS. And I don't care what Petraeus says about it. He's going to have to change the P in his name to a B. He can be General Betrayus.
Question is, what do we do? Because as Peggy said, and I believe this is true, we're writing, we're talking, we're calling, we're doing all of those things, but we're not getting heard. And you know something?
Yeah.
And you know something? Here's the thing. I don't know about you, but if I get one more form letter back from Ken Salazar. you've gotten it too, haven't you?
I've got it in my last letter. I'm a Democratic precinct captain down in Arapahoe County, and I said in my letter, I said, I'm a Democratic precinct captain. Don't bother sending me one of your BS form letters. I got a very thoughtful response the next day. So they're starting to listen. I mean, they may not be responding to us, but But I think the only thing to do is to keep putting the pressure on them. And I think that we have to work on the Democrats first. I think bringing the Republicans along is
no. We got to work on them too. We have to work on them. You know the thing that bothers me about this radio station? I'll tell you one of the things that bothers me about this radio station. You listen to it all day. You know what you're doing? What you're doing is, what we're all doing is we're all talking to each other. We're not talking to them because there's not a significant amount of them listening. I mean, how do we get into a situation where we take this information, we lay it on them and go, look, did the guy lie or didn't he?
I'm not saying don't do it. In my email list, I send individual letters to all the House leadership, all the Senate leadership on both sides, not just Democrats, not the entire Colorado delegation. I just think that we have most hope of affecting our own party. And so that's why I put most pressure on the Democrats and the Democratic leadership. You know, if Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer can't get people in line behind this, then maybe we need new Democratic Party leadership.
I wish I knew, man. I wish I knew.
Too.
I wish I knew. But you know what I do? You know what I do know?
What's that?
I know this. Thanks for caring enough to get on the phone and be involved.
All right.
Thanks.
See you around, man. Bye.
You got it. Here's an email from a guy. Hi, Jay. For me, I've been sick of, or again, as stated before, at the point you are right now for a long, long time. So when some of us hear what sounds like we are on the fringe or we are just demonizing to demonize or group people together, whenever our frustration gets thwarted, sometimes by people with the best intentions like you, it hurts. You're right, though. We are all on the same team, so always remember that. Anyhow, I think the guy went the wrong way in telling you what you need to do rather than emphasize with you. I think his strategy is in the best way to get changes and accountability. The Dems won't do it, just like a million people won't show up at a march, or it's unlikely. If they do, let me know because I'm there. I'm not in the habit of telling people what to do, Jay, but laughing. Telling him to drink the radiator fluid out of his car is a bit over the top, but your show is funny, but not good. Well, Sean, sorry. But you know what? I thought it was appropriate to tell him that because I'm sick and tired of these people who call here with condescending attitudes and also who pretend that, listen, they're the only ones that are in there doing anything and that the rest of us aren't doing a damn thing. You know, Peggy's got it right, who sent me the email. We're sending emails every single day. We're calling every single day. We're just not being heard. And Sean, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to have you, him, or anybody else tell me about, A, what I should do, and, B, try to pull the old con of, you're not progressive enough. You're not doing anything. My only crime with him was I just disagreed with his approach. That's all. And there's nothing illegal or immoral about that. Nothing. So, guess what? You and Don, Sean, need to get over your own selves. Because demonizing other people doesn't work. There's a term for it. There used to be a punk band that had the name. John knows what it is. John, do you know what it is? And it ain't Radio Tokyo. So, you know what, Sean? You and Don are CJing yourself, okay? That's what I'm going to tell you. Because we've got to find out a way to get across the hall here and get those folks to realize that they're being lied to. And I don't know how to do that. And a caller just called up to correct, and he's right about this, and John just corrected me on it. But what did he say? Repeat it.
He just called in, couldn't hang. He said, we're being heard, but he feels like we're being ignored.
Yeah. I think that's a better way to put it. We're being ignored. And we're all doing something. And it's useless to get into a game to compare who's doing what. It's 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, we've got heavier traffic due to some earlier wrecks, but thankfully the wrecks are out of the way. Southbound I-25 between 6th and Alameda, eastbound I-70 Wadsworth to Federal. Still dealing with one out in the Golden area, eastbound I-70 right around US 6, had a three-vehicle there. And looks like finally one lane of I-70 open now through that Grand Junction area from yesterday's semi-crash. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies. We'll get some isolated storms throughout the afternoon, likely into the evening. Going to get a high of 87 today, low of 61. Right now, it's fair in 68. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors, and...
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
For over 20 years, Hughes Irrigation has specialized in the repair, maintenance, and new installation of sprinkler systems. Hughes Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Visit Bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Want your money to go further this summer? Walmart's low prices save you even more. Triscuits and Wheat Thins are $2.50 for a large 12-ounce snack box. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads. You're going to have so much fun.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to the Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
We're being lied to again, you know, And I've been saying it all morning. I welcome any conservative who wants to call up and dispute this. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 86 or something else we're not talking about here, too. And after 9 o'clock, we're going to have Todd Bowers on from the Iraqi and Afghanistan Veterans of America. The Army suicides are the highest in 26 years. Man, isn't anybody affected or touched by that? Paul in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, hi, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, I don't get angry anymore or outraged because I just know that, you know, they're going to keep doing what they think they need to do to control the whole Middle East. And I read a interesting article 2 weeks ago in the Colorado Daily by Norman Solomon, who wrote The War Made Easy. And he said that what has come out of the Associated Press is that the Air Force has quietly built up its hardware inside Iraq. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have.
Oh, and about, you know, squadrons of attack planes have been added to the in-country fleet.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, and now they're just building more and more of a case to bomb Iran. You know, I'm convinced they're going to do that because they really want to control the Middle East. So this is not going to end. You know, we have to realize they have a bigger cause in the Middle East, and it isn't going to end. They're going to escalate it.
I've always asked this question. You've heard me ask this before. You think the public would stand for that? I don't know that the public would stand for it.
I don't know anymore.
Not that they would care, but I don't think the public would stand for it. Do you think they'd stand for it? And how would we do that? How would we engage Iran when Iran could make our lives extremely difficult? They already are, but they could make it worse. In Iraq, what are we going to fight them with? I mean, my God, if Pakistan, if something goes wrong there and they got loose nukes, we can't do anything about that either.
I agree, but I think we're dealing with people that they have a hidden agenda as to how they think they're going to control the Middle East, and they're intent on doing it. And you know, they don't care about the consequences. They think that they can eventually control the Middle East, and they're going to go on with their plan. You know, but I have an idea, Jay. What we can do as the American public, I know this is going to sound silly, probably, but it's a movement that I think we could start today. If we hurt this economy, maybe then people would rise up and say the war's got to end. So, you know, here's my idea.
Well, all right, give me your idea, but hurting the economy hurts people, and I'm not.
I know, Jay, but we've got to do something. It's a nonviolent idea, but, you know, I'm driving around all day. I'm doing another job where I do surveys on the Pearl Street Mall, and I'm seeing how, and I'm including myself here, the troops over there are suffering terribly, right? But we continue to carry on our lives and continue to have fun as if, you know, nothing's going on over there. So my thinking is this. Starting today, why don't we all just stop doing all the things we do to have fun, whether that's vacationing, going golfing, whatever it might be, going out to eat, going to movies, just stop having fun.
No, you can't do that because if you stop doing those things, then the people who are employed in those industries are affected, and then you hurt them and you hurt their families.
Right, I understand, Jay.
I don't know about you, but I'm not going to do that to somebody.
I know, but what I'm saying, Jay, is we've got to think of doing something where people will say, and if they understand that we're doing it because we want to end the Iraq war, they're going to rise up and say, hey, you know, our businesses are being affected. The economy is being affected.
Yeah, but you're going to hurt people. You know, what would be a better solution, but you'll never get everybody to do it, but it'd be a better solution. I'll tell you it'd be a better solution. How about this one? How about everybody stays home for a day?
Well, that's good for a day, you know.
Okay,
but
you know what? I really, you know, I don't want to get crossways with you here, but hear me out on what I'm saying.
Yeah,
okay?
Right, yeah.
I am not going to go victimize somebody else who's trying to scrape through life to send a political message to a group of people who apparently are not programmed to receive. I won't do it. You can do it, but I won't do it.
Yeah, well, I understand what you're saying, but, Jay, I mean, I just keep 500 more people are dead. So, and more are going to die every day, you know? And so if people here have to somehow be affected to rise up and say enough is enough.
No, but you don't hurt other people in order to make your point.
Well,
you don't do that. That's not correct. It's not morally right.
Right.
You don't victimize people.
Yeah. I don't know, Jay. Then what? I don't know what to. You know, we keep emailing, writing, protesting, and these people, they don't care what we're doing out there because they have their own agenda. So what? I don't know what we could do to change the course.
Well, talk show hosts are supposed to have all the answers, but Paul, I don't have all the answers. I don't know either.
Well, I know, Jay. That's why
I don't know. I don't know either, but I know hurting other people is not the way to make it happen. Thanks, man.
All right, Jay. Take care.
All right. 303-713-7600. I don't know how to change it. Do you? Do you know how to do it? I used to advocate that we change direction of the country in the next election cycle. However, most of the major Democratic candidates are talking about keeping some troop presence there. I believe we should get out. 8:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, traffic's still quite not back to normal southbound I-25. It's slow from 104th to 84th. Northbound I-25 is dragging as well through the bridges, and we still have heavier traffic from an earlier wreck, southbound lanes of I-25 there between 6th and Alameda. But it is looking much better around the metro area. Weather outlook, it'll be a partly cloudy day, likely humid with some isolated storms moving through. High of 87 right now, fair and 68. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Want your kids to make a great impression on their first day of school? Fantastic Sam's can help with the latest cuts and styles.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
And they want to meet the spokesman.
Keep Hope Alive with Jesse Jackson. Sunday nights at 6 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles.
How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go 120% trade-in events. This week only, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what the book says your trade-in's worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. Light screen. Go.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-889-9671. That's 1-800-889-9671. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-889-9671.
52 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Life in the United States today is a lot more complicated than it used to be. And it's a lot more perilous. It's more perilous in the sense that most people are not as economically secure as they used to be. Not only that, but most of us have got to really, really watch our pennies. And we have to buy wisely. So if you've got a lot of money to throw around, then don't listen to what I'm about to say. But if you're like me and you don't have a lot of money to throw around, then listen carefully. Mary and I bought a great car from Rockies, and it got us through the entire winter and did a great job. We've never had a car that has been as economical and as dependable as the one we have now. And we got it at Rockies. And that's one of the reasons why I get on here and talk about them so much. Because when you find something good, you want to turn everybody onto it. Rockies Autos, huge selection, over 700 late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Matching down incentive. Numerous ways to finance. Great folks, my friends, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Adolf, Juan, the list goes on of people working out there who really, really bust a hump to make things happen. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
When the temperature's rising, prices are falling at Walmart. 16-ounce Oscar Mayer meat wieners are only $1.25. And buy 39-ounce original Maxwell House coffee for just $5.77. Catch the falling prices at Walmart today.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Bauhaus, Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law, and Icon LASIK Center. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM760, Progressive Talk.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
Yep, lied to again and busted by his own words. All right, let's go to Joe in Golden. Joe, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. Well, I think I know what to do about this, or at least I know what I want.
Okay.
And that is what Bush had said was that, well, General Petraeus is going to come back and report to Congress. And that's morphed into President Bush and the White House's report on General Petraeus's report to Congress. Well, Congress doesn't have to accept that. They've got subpoena power. They can say, we're not going to accept this report. We're going to issue subpoenas. We're going to talk to General Petraeus. We're going to do fact-finding, and we're going to write our own report. And I think it's come to that. Now, that's what I want Congress to do. Are they going to have the courage to do it? Who knows? But,
well, see, my follow-up question would be, your idea is the best, but how do we get them to do it?
Well, I'm going to ask. You know, maybe you can take that up with Eddie when he's in tomorrow.
I will. You know what? I will ask him.
Well, thanks.
I mean, I will ask him because, to me, the email of the day was from Peggy. And I think she speaks for a lot of us. We email, we call. We email, we call. We email, we call.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Zero. They just ignore us. They ignore us. Can't they, for God's sakes, read public opinion polls? And you know what? That goes for both parties. That goes for both parties. Can't they read public opinion polls?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think with the Democrats, they're afraid of their own power at this point. They're afraid that if they exercise it, Fox News is going to get out there and say terrible things about them, and that turns them into a quivering Salazar jelly.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't support her, but I admire her for one thing. Karl Rove unleashed on her, and her response was great. I mean, she said, well, guess I hit a nerve. And she was basically saying, I'm proud that they're singling me out. So
that's how we do that.
Yeah, if more elected officials had that kind of point of view, we'd be better off. Joe, thanks, man. Great call.
All right.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Get lightheaded.
Introducing the new Chrysler. Get ready for the next 100 years.
All right, disclaimer. Make it fast.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram, chassis, cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 726.07, based on R.L. Polk & Company vehicles and operation registration statistics, 1987 to 2006. Durability based on longevity. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
Whew.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at AM760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. One direction for stock markets this morning, south.
We're seeing the kind of volatility that we haven't seen in about 5 or 6 years in this marketplace.
Market analyst Art Hogan, as the Wall Street sell-off continues, right now the Dow is down 132 points, the NASDAQ off 20, and the S&P 512 points. How far will the declines go? Market analyst Stephen Porpora.
We're already down 10%. That qualifies as a pretty good-sized correction. Could this be only the tip of the iceberg? Possible, but I'm not leaning in that direction.
Nothing to cheer about in the latest housing numbers out of Washington. The government says new home construction fell last month by 6.1% to its most lackluster pace in more than 10 years. Dave Siders is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders.
This is beyond correcting from that boom, although I must say that a lot of that boom was because of very lax lending conditions, which are now coming home to roost.
And there is not much reason to smile about the future. Applications for new building permits plunged to an 11-year low. Breaking news from Minneapolis, where officials say that two more vehicles containing human remains have been recovered from the Interstate 35 bridge collapse. Officials in Peru are still struggling to get a handle on how badly the country's been damaged by the deadly magnitude 7.9 quake that struck off the coast last night. Giorgio Ferrario is with the Red Cross.
It's really difficult to say, but they say in some parts of those towns, it's even more than 50% of the homes that are destroyed or severely damaged.
At least 337 people are known dead, hundreds more injured. It's troubling the Army, the rising suicides in the ranks. With details, here's CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer in Washington.
Nick, it is the highest suicide level in the military since the Gulf War. The Pentagon reporting at least 44 so far this year. 99 soldiers took their own lives last year, most of them in Iraq and Afghanistan. Paul Sullivan with the group Veterans for Common Sense is not surprised.
This was all predictable. The increase in suicides is alarming.
Recent studies have shown an increase in mental health problems among soldiers stressed by multiple and extended deployments. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, on the Texas Gulf Coast, what's left of a downgraded tropical storm, Erin, is bringing wind, rain, and pounding surf to shore.
The Evans just off the Galveston seawall on a jetty, and Tropical Storm Erin is really whipping up the waves this morning. There are very few brave surfers willing to take a chance at this one, but there are a lot of tourists coming down here just to see what a tropical storm can do. And this morning, it's all about taking over the beaches with a lot of surf.
Islands in the eastern Caribbean are bracing for Dean, the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. Forecasters say by Saturday it's expected to be a dangerous Category 3 storm. This is CBS News.
I'm Jeff Gordon, and if you want to win your race against smoking, go to Nicorette.com. There you'll find out about the winning taste of Nicorette Fresh Mint and Fruit Chew Gum. Plus, you can enter for a chance to win a trip to the Nicorette 300 and a 2008 Chevy Tahoe. Nicorette Stop Smoking Gum helps relieve your cravings and has the flavor that'll keep you in the race.
Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program improves chances of success. No purchase necessary. For rules and entry details, go to Nicorette.com. Sweepstakes ends October 1st, 2007.
And now for the bonus round. If pie is in the sky, where's cake?
A distant meadow.
Correct. If a table is not a chair...
A love seat.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent movies?
Netflix. Five movies for $5.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for Star Time and 5x5 details.
The triple deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One westbound lane of Interstate 70 is now reopened near Grand Junction after that semi-crash and explosion that heavily damaged an overpass. That means one lane of the roadway now open in each direction. Two bodies have been recovered from the crash site. Identity is still not known. Federal prosecutors are asking in a federal appeals court to deny bond for former Quest CEO Joe Nascio. As he appeals his insider trading conviction, he's facing a six-year stretch in the Stony Lonesome unless the Court of Appeals overturns a district judge's decision and orders bond to be granted. The odds of that considered slim and none. And GOP presidential candidate John McCain says he's gotten death threats for his stand on illegal immigration, but he has no intention of changing his position. Speaking at the Aspen Institute yesterday, McCain said the nation needs comprehensive immigration reform, and he will not back down on a temporary worker program for the estimated 12 million illegals now in the U.S. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. A couple of late morning problems. We have a crash on the turnpike westbound there at McCaslin. So watch out for that on the right shoulder if you're trying to get into Boulder. Also have a new issue reported south on I-25 down south right near Dry Creek. So be aware of delays possibly in both of those locations. Weather outlook today. Expect a partly cloudy and humid day with isolated storms and a high of 87 tonight.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
6 minutes after 9 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. John Turk, who produces the show, extremely amusing. Too bad the mic is just not open so people can hear exactly what Mr. Turk is saying. High today, 86. Slight chance of thunderstorms. We'll get to open phones coming up. You want to talk about Elvis and the fact that he died 30 years ago today? I haven't said anything about it. And I'm not going to say anything negative about Elvis. And also, Jack Kerouac's On the Road was talking about this a little bit in the first hour. 50 years ago, that book was published. How many of you read that? How many of you are Kerouac fans? I know I certainly am, and he influenced a lot of people. But there's a disturbing story. We've been talking about Iraq all morning this morning. And we've been talking about the fact that the president basically lied to us again about this, and that Petraeus, that the information that he brings back is going to be, that the report is going to be written by the White House. But the other bad story that is worth focusing in on this morning is Army suicides are at the highest rate in 26 years. Let's talk to Todd Bowers, Director of Government Affairs. Todd served two voluntary tours in Iraq as a civil affairs team sergeant with the United States Marine Corps. During his second tour, Sergeant Bowers was awarded the Purple Heart and the Navy Medal with a V device for valor. He studied Middle Eastern affairs and Arabic affairs at George Washington University, and he continues to serve his country as a sergeant in the Marine Reserves. Todd, good morning, or I should say Sergeant, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Jay.
Always a pleasure. You guys are welcome anytime. All right. Let's set the Iraq part of the Petraeus part aside for a second. Let's talk about this. The Army says that their suicide rate is now the highest in 26 years. Army soldiers committed suicide last year at the highest rate in 26 years, and more than a quarter did so while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to a new military report. You've been there. You've done it. Comments on this?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, I'm not surprised to see that these numbers have been going up. This has been something that my organization, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, has been pushing really hard to try and get the situation addressed. And we've seen a 1-800 suicide prevention hotline for veterans that has come out recently. But I think they're still missing that the only way you can really deal with some of the issues when people return from Iraq is with face-to-face counseling. They need to meet with someone, and it also needs to include, you know, family and friends need to be prepared on what to look for. There needs to be some briefing for the family so you have that secondary role. They're the ones who see their loved ones, you know, going up and down at home, and that's the real big issue here.
People in the media and segments of the media are saying that this whole thing about the Army and about the armed forces being tired and broke is not true.
Well, I would have to say I disagree with them on that one. I think everybody is exhausted. For the first time in history, we've seen people going on their fourth and fifth tours. People are exhausted. The tours over there are extremely long. There's no element to, you know, sort of relax while they're over there to kind of get their bearings. And to be very honest, the deployment, whether it's your first, second, or third, is always going to be difficult financially with relationships, whether it be marital or just dating someone. And the overall stress of reintegration into society is just, it doesn't get easier with each deployment. I think in many ways it gets much more difficult.
So you've either got those people who deny this or you've got those people who refuse to face it, right?
Yes, and the one thing that whether they agree or disagree on this, the one thing they cannot deny, and this is from reports within the Department of Defense, the Veterans Administration, you know, the Government Accountability Office, we know for a fact that one out of three soldiers or Marines, airmen that serve over in Iraq or Afghanistan come home with a mental health issue, whether it be depression, you know, suicidal tendencies, or post-traumatic stress disorder. One out of three will come home altered in some way, shape, or form, and that's a fact.
Yeah, the report said that the Iraq was the most common deployment location for both suicides and also suicide attempts.
Yes, that is true.
But yet, you know, we got a talk show host in this town. I'm not going to name names, but he was on the air yesterday, denying the fact that the troops are worn out, that they're tired, that the system is broken, that they're having trouble meeting their recruiting goals.
I can say this much, you know, we are proud to serve. That is one thing that will never be taken away from me. If I need to go back to Iraq, I will go in a heartbeat. We're proud of our service and what we're doing over there and everything. But the hardest part is to understand that we need to have that safety net and we need to be prepared for those hidden costs of war. We know how much a bomb costs. We know how much a bullet costs or a Humvee. But the one thing we haven't addressed is how much it costs when soldiers and Marines return from the combat zone, how to reintegrate them into society and make sure that they are able to continue with their lives, you know, effectively.
All right. Based on who you talk to, based on what you know, Mm-hmm. Without any break, without any change, although there are rumors that Petraeus, one of the things that the White House is going to spin out there is that they're going to recommend troop withdrawals. Of course, I don't see how that's possible with what we saw yesterday of over 500 people being killed at one time. But based on what you see and who you talk to, how long can we continue to go at this pace?
Well, I have to be honest. So a time frame is difficult to tap on, but with the pace that we're going right now, it is going to be unsustainable within the next 1 to 2 years. I really believe that. I think not only is our gear wearing thin, but we are seeing that our men and women in uniform are getting exhausted. They're tired. Right now there's a tremendous amount of legislation on Capitol Hill, which has sort of a new spin on it, whether it's a new Montgomery GI Bill or mental health screening. They're almost using these as recruiting tools. And I say that, in a reluctance of saying that, I think these are outstanding pieces of legislation, but we need to be careful the way we approach this. We are not introducing these benefits to try and get more people to join the military. We're introducing these benefits because those who serve deserve them. And I think that, we need this support network when people come home to keep our military strong. We're talking about national security here. The single private with a rifle who returns from Iraq and is not able to reintegrate and get his life together and everything else and be prepared for the next deployment or next war we may be involved in, that really is the first brick in the wall of defending this country. And that's important to address.
Well, right now we're so tied up we can't do anything about anything.
Exactly, and that's the difficult part. We're so focused in certain areas. When was the last time you heard about anybody doing big operations in Kosovo? We had a lot of operations going on before the Iraq conflict that we've now pulled away from, and that has a large effect, on the world's, view of what we're sort of working on.
From what you hear and who you talk to, surge working?
I hear everything. I talk to people in country who say it is working in their region, and I talk to people in another portion of the country in Iraq that say it's not working. I really think that, fighting a counterinsurgency, you need to lead off with a tremendous amount of manpower. When we first saw the insurgency uprising, my personal belief is that we should have inundated the country with military personnel, and then we could have squashed it before it grew. But it's and you've heard the phrase a million times, and I know it's disgusting, but it's very true. Right now we're just trying to play whack-a-mole in the country. We're going to one spot, and we secure one area. Well, they just move to another area. And that's very difficult, and without having proper planning and being prepared for that, I'm worried that the more troops we're sending in there, the more less effective we're being. So,
because I've had people on here who have who know people there who have said that in essence what we're doing is we're just playing a game. So in other words, if the concentration is in one part, then the insurgency moves to another part. Then if we move there, they go somewhere else. Like now, like yesterday, they strike in northern Iraq because we're not there.
I mean, that's the thing. It's a difficult enemy to fight. They're extremely mobile. They don't have the rules that we have to follow. It's hard to keep up with them. And that's why I said when the surge was being planned, I said, I hope we're going to do this correctly, and we're going to not just send a bunch of infantry and motor transport individuals over there to secure cities. I hope that we utilize our special forces, our civil affairs capabilities, our counterintelligence capabilities, because that is really the key to squashing an insurgency this late in the game. You start out with mass power. If that doesn't work, then you slim it down and start utilizing your well-trained individuals who their primary job is to fight a counterinsurgency, not the truck driver from Nashville.
All right, this is just crossing the wire. That car bomb, there's been a car bomb in a Baghdad shopping center. That's killed 9. And then the bombing yesterday the victims have now reached 500. Can you imagine that? 500 people gone in one move.
I mean, it's incredible. If you break it down, that's essentially a sixth of the World Trade Center attacks, the September 11th attacks. And, You know, that's in one clean sweep. And these massive bombings that we saw yesterday will probably be forgotten in a couple days. You know, that's how it has become so routine over there. The violence and the destruction that's occurring over there is just becoming routine. We're seeing it every day, sort of like we see, you know, 2, 3, 4 soldiers killed here and there. It's becoming routine, and that's when you realize there's a real serious issue and something needs to be resolved quickly.
So then we have a congressman like Doug Lamborn down in the Springs who tells us that, who's quoted this morning in the Denver Post, we're making progress.
Well, I think it's all in the eye of the beholder. You know, it's easy to sit back and kind of say we are making progress, and I'm sure in some areas we are. We have members of the armed services that are really doing some amazing work, you know, working on reconstruction issues, working on securing certain cities. And, yes, they may be making progress in certain areas, but it's the overall gist that we need to look at. Are we making progress as a whole in the ultimate goal of securing peace and bringing our men and women in uniform home?
Well, we're not making any political progress, and I maintain the same thing is happening in Baghdad that happened to us in Saigon, in that situation the South Vietnamese government could not survive by itself, and therefore once we decided to leave they just toppled, and that the central government in Baghdad is basically broken and ineffective, and they're sitting in the exact same situation, so eventually we're staring at the exact same outcome.
It is scary to think that history sometimes repeats itself, and you would hope that, you know, leadership abilities and, you know, lessons learned, that we would be able to avoid such circumstances, but unfortunately it's a complex problem. It's way, way above my pay grade to decide how to go forward with this, but I can say this, that the men and women on the ground serving over there, they serve proudly, but there's a lot of things we do with pride that can still exhaust us, and I think they may just be getting a little tired.
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot about, since you still are in the service, I don't want to put you on the spot about the whole General Petraeus White House matter. We can get into that someday when you're a civilian.
Well, I can say this much about that. You know, what I've seen thus far is that, you know, I serve the President of the United States. He is my commander in chief. But I think anybody would realize that if I was working on a report, if I had put my life on the line to gather information, to come up with an assessment based on efforts that I've used in a combat zone, and I was to find that those reports would be changed based on what civilian leadership may think, I would be a little upset. And I'm sure that General Petraeus is going to ensure, and I hope he does, that the information he provides to them does not get manipulated in a way that, you know, will be an injustice to those that are serving over in Iraq and Afghanistan. Whether it's bad news or good news, the key is it needs to be the truth. And that's what I hope we see happen.
Boy, I certainly do, too. Sergeant, thanks for your service. We thank all of our veterans and those currently serving, and don't think that we don't think about all of you all the time. At least I know a lot of my friends do, and I know a lot of people who listen to this radio station do. Thanks for coming on short notice, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks again for having me, Jay.
You bet. Thanks a bunch. There's Sergeant Todd Bowers. He is the Director of Government Affairs for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Go to their website, check them out, IAVA.org. They're a wonderful.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit getmyshellcard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease
is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that can help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Online computers, that's kind of redundant, isn't it? You go to these online sites and get maps, or you use your nav system, your sat-nav system. It might get you close, but it's not going to get you there like MapsGo will. And then a lot of times, you know what? It doesn't even get you close. So, MapsGo has the most complete street atlases, the most accurate that are out there. MapsGo also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all your favorite outdoor Colorado activities. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. MapsGo maps are most accurate, most current, and most trusted. Check out MapsGo, 8th and Lincoln, or find retailers throughout Denver, or you can do it online at MapsGo.com.
How is your memory these days? Are you forgetting things like names and numbers, what you just read or heard? Are you misplacing things like keys or glasses, or having trouble concentrating? If so, please listen carefully. These mild memory problems are a normal part of aging, but they can grow with time and seriously affect your job, home, or social life unless you act now. Because for the first time, there's an amazing new memory booster called MemoProve, a scientific breakthrough based on 10 years of research that is a safe and effective one-a-day tablet that protects and improves short-term memory, increases concentration, and boosts mental alertness. It's the only product that contains neuropeptides, which are clinically tested to improve memory in just 30 days.
Find out how you can get a 60-day supply of MemoProve absolutely risk-free. Call 1-800-793-8519. That's 1-800-793-8519. Call now and get an additional 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-739-8519. That's 1-800-793-8519.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will be coming back to report on the findings of the success of the surge. The surge success will not only include military successes and military failures, but also political successes and political failures. How the troops are configured, what the deployment looks like, will depend upon the recommendations of David Petraeus. David Petraeus, the general on the ground, will be bringing his recommendations back to the Congress on or about September the 15th. This September, as Congress has required, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will return to Washington to provide a more comprehensive assessment.
The only trouble is, the White House is going to write the report, so we got lied to again. And I've been talking about it all morning. And we got David Sirota coming up in a little bit to talk about it. Because, and I'll ask David Sirota, who has been on Capitol Hill. I'm going to ask him, I mean, what's the answer to this? And we got Ed Perlmutter, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, tomorrow. And I'm going to ask him. And we also have Senator Joe Biden. And I'll ask him about this whole thing. There's a few other things going on that I want to mention. Real quick, One of them is, one of the things is that I guess you know, and I'm not going to say anything bad, although I've done it in the past and caught flack for it. But Elvis died 30 years ago today. Okay. And also, this is the 50th anniversary, as I mentioned before, about Jack Kerouac's On the Road. I don't know how many of you read that. John Turk got incredulous with me this morning when I suggested that maybe due to his age he had not read it. But he said, oh, no, it's one of my favorite books. They've also released a version of it in the original scroll kind of version, where the revisions that Kerouac made before it was published, those revisions are not included, so it's the original manuscript. And much of the book takes place, or a good portion of the book takes place right here in Denver, where Neil Cassady was from, Denver. So, I don't know about all of you, but for me, man, I love Jack Kerouac. I loved On the Road. I loved the Subterranean. The Subterraneans. I loved The Dharma Bums. I loved almost everything he wrote.
I was kind of shocked when you asked me this morning if I knew who he was.
Well, because the Beat Generation is, what, 50 years removed from now, from today.
You know, it's kind of amazing, Jay. I went camping a couple weekends ago, and a younger guy that hangs out with us, he's probably, I'd say, maybe 23, 24, 25 maybe, and he was reading Jack Kerouac On the Road for the second time. So, you know, kids even younger than me are into that. I think that piece will remain, you know, relevant forever.
Yeah, I agree. I read it at least once a year.
I've read it probably three or four times. It's the only book I've read more than once.
Yeah, I read it at least. I read a lot of his books. And I have some original Black Cat editions of his books, too, of Kerouac's. And Mary and I have been in the house that he died in. And we met his wife Stella's brother, John Sampas. And he showed us a bunch of Kerouac stuff. So I don't know how many of you were into the Beat Generation. Okay, the other thing I wanted to mention is David Schultheis is back in the news again, the knuckle dragger from Colorado Springs. And Diane Carmen just does a great job of whooping up on Schultheis, and check out Diane Carmen's column today in the Denver Post. Way to go, Diane. She just beats him unmercifully. 9:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got a few problems here as we get out of the commute. We've got a wreck southbound I-25 right near Dry Creek to watch out for as you're getting out of the tech center. One on the westbound lane to the Boulder Turnpike at McCaslin. Two cars there off on the right shoulder. And we also had a crash off the highway at 11th and Lincoln. Now, we're experiencing some delays on eastbound I-70 through the high country right around Idaho Springs, so be prepared if you're headed through there. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy and humid day. We'll get some isolated thunderstorms into this evening. High of 87 expected today, low of 61. Right now, it's fair and 68. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
5 days only at Pep Boys this week. Get a Baja 90cc ATV for just $699.98. Save $300 after mail-in rebate. You can even get 0% interest till January of 09 on all ATVs, dirt bikes, and go-karts $499 and up with your Pep Boys credit card. And there's more. A Garmin Street Pilot GPS, just $229.98. Save $50 after mail-in rebate. And save $10 on all Pennzoil oil changes after mail-in rebate. Sale ends Sunday. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders, thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now.
Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Want your money to go further this summer? Walmart's low prices save you even more. Triscuits and Wheat Thins are $2.50 for a large 12-ounce snack box. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Red and white.
Grateful Dead. By the way, speaking of Grateful Dead, my friend Tom Russell is going to be on the David Letterman show the night of August the 21st. David Letterman discovered by a member of the Grateful Dead. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 86. All right, let's go to my buddy David Sirota, discovered by no one because everybody already knew who he was. It was the only way I could think of to get into this, David.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's great that you live here, too, in Denver, because now we can always just reach out to you at home and get you on right away, where it used to be when you lived in Montana, it was a little difficult to getting you on the radio from time to time.
Yep.
So
it's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, now we can tap you as a local resource. Okay, you've heard the sound montage from MSNBC that I played all morning of George W. Bush talking about how General Petraeus was going to come back with Ambassador Crocker and that they were going to report on the either positive or negative effects of the surge and whether it had worked. And now we find out from the Los Angeles Times, the article yesterday morning, buried deep in the article, that no, that's not what's going to happen. The White House is going to write the report, and the report is also going to have input from other people in the government. David, you know, once again, lied to again.
Yeah, you know, this is just par for the course. I don't think anyone's really all that surprised. In fact, perhaps the reason it was buried in that story was because it's just not news that we're being lied to about the Iraq war. At the other way, I think we're being either, I wouldn't go maybe as far as saying lied to, but at least misled, is about what is actually going on in Iraq with the surge. You know, we're hearing a lot about how the surge is supposedly working. You know, U.S. News and World Report has a story out about how the White House is actually thanking or praising reporters for devoting more positive coverage to what's going on in Iraq, and the White House thinks that's helped slightly, and I stress very slightly, bump up public opinion ratings about the surge. Meanwhile, McClatchy Newspapers today reports that, in fact, there's no real evidence that the surge is working. Violence is the same. Casualties are the same or worse in Iraq. And we should remember, McClatchy, for those who maybe watch PBS, McClatchy was the news organization before the war, the one news organization that was consistently questioning the pre-war reasons for the invasion, the WMD stuff, the intelligence stuff, the supposed Saddam al-Qaeda threat. All of that stuff has been debunked. McClatchy, which used to be Knight Ridder, was the only news organization asking those questions before the war. And now, once again, looks like it's the only news organization really asking the tough questions about whether the surge is actually working or not. And it appears that it's not, which I got to say is depressing and really sad.
And then you got people like Congressman Doug Lamborn down south, Colorado Springs, running around talking about how we're making progress.
Right, I mean, and that's par for the course for every Republican. I linked to on the Denver Post's Politics West site, which people can check out at www.politicswest.com. I linked to another story about a Virginia congresswoman who's saying exactly the same thing. I mean, you know, these people like Lamborn and other Republican, junior Republican members, I mean, they get handed talking points and they just read. They go home to their district and they just read them. And they don't read stories like we see this big story in all the McClatchy newspapers about how the surge is not succeeding. I'm going to read a quote for people. The major takeaway from this story, and I'm reading from McClatchy here, is, quote, "No pattern of improvement is discernible for the violence in Iraq during the 5 months of the surge." And it's totally depressing.
It is depressing. And I've been asking this all morning. Why can't Republicans see that we're being lied to? Why can't they see it? What does it take to get them to wake up to see that this isn't a Republican or Democratic issue, that it's an American issue, that we are being routinely misled and lied to?
Well, I think it's two things. I do think rank and file Republican citizens out there, I think, are more and more realizing that. I think that we have to remember that to say that something is a lie is still considered, you know, taboo, no matter how many times we get lied to. It's seen as taboo in the Washington political arena. You know, we have a media right now in Washington that has been absolutely deferential to power and to this administration. I start off my post today on the Denver Post website by reminding people that it was the New York Times' Elizabeth Buemiller, the chief White House correspondent for the largest newspaper in the country, who said that before the war, the press was very deferential because she said it was frightening to stand up there and ask the President of the United States a question when the country's about to go to war. And she said no one wanted to get into an argument with the President at that very serious time. That is the quote of a journalist who is supposed to be asking tough questions. And we're being failed by our politicians and by our media. You know, journalists are supposed to be the ones standing up at very serious times to ask questions to make sure the public gets the facts. So this is really a multifaceted problem here.
All right.
Sorry to depress you this morning.
No, I've been this. I'm not depressed, and I'm not shocked that we would be misled. I'm frustrated, and I'm angry about it. Which brings me to the next point, which is, what can we do about that? We can't do anything about this. It's like no matter how many letters you write, it's like how many emails you make send, no matter how many calls you make, it's like we're not heard, we're ignored.
No, I think yes and no. I think in the short term, I think obviously the political system is ignoring the will of the American people. It was Dick Cheney who told ABC News that public opinion doesn't matter to him or to the White House when it comes to Iraq. They're just going to stay the course. They said that about, I think it was last year. So yes, it feels frustrating that in the short term it's hard to do anything because George Bush is the commander in chief and we've got politicians in Washington on both sides of the aisle who don't want to do what it takes to win. And I want to end the war, and win this fight against the war. And I think that one thing we have to remember is that it is both parties. you know, the idea that the Democrats can't do anything, that they can't, they don't have the power to stop the war, you know, that's just a lot of bull. They control both chambers of Congress. They decide whether bills come to the floor. The president needs them to pass funding bills to continue this war. So this is a bipartisan problem. And you know, I think that in the long term, I think the more people organize, the more people look at how to unseat the people who are the problems, Democrats and Republicans, you know, in the next election. You know, that's the frustration and the beauty of this, of the government that we have right now. You know, we have an elected democracy. We don't just, you know, you can't just walk into Congress and just, you know, pull people out of here. It's not a third world dictatorship like that. So it takes time to make change. But we do have an avenue to actually make change. And I think that this is absolutely, I think this is absolutely key. In order for us to win, you know, the fight against terrorism, we have to get out of Iraq, because what Iraq is doing is creating, you know, thousands and thousands of more terrorists, because it's seeding all sorts of hatreds against our country that is just ruining our image and hurting our national security.
I would agree. And as far as removing people, you know, I like him as a human being. I mean, I like him as a person, but I'm sorry to say this about him. Ken Salazar, to me, he's dumb and disingenuous.
Oh, he's an enabler. He's playing a role, at least the last time this debate came up, he's playing a role of an enabler. Whether he knows he is, or not. I don't want to necessarily, you know, ascribe, you know, a motive to him. He may think that, you know, I'm going to refresh people's memory here. He offered up a bill. The Democrats are moving forward with a tough bill to really, really try to end the war. And Salazar came up with a quote unquote compromise bill that had all these nice sort of platitudes
right.
in there about ending the war, but actually wouldn't have ended the war at all. All it would have done was give Republicans a way to say, oh, I voted to end the war, when in fact they didn't do anything. And that really, that kind of behavior by somebody like Ken Salazar will enable the Republicans and pro-war Democrats to continue this war indefinitely. The way to end the war is to make Republicans and pro-war Democrats politically uncomfortable with voting to continue the war. The way to not end the war is to give them a way to feel politically comfortable voting to continue the war.
But they don't seem to hear us.
No, they don't seem to hear us. And I think, honestly, one of the big problems for the anti-war movement and the progressive movement, and I'm writing about this in my book, is that we've been hesitant to pressure Democrats in a real way. You know, I mean, everyone forgets that the way that the Republicans achieved power and built the conservative movement was by going after both Democrats and moderate Republicans to build an actual movement around issues, not just around partisanship. The problem on the left sometimes is that we want to always go after Republicans, but we never want to go after our quote-unquote friends. And we're seeing how that causes a problem. We haven't gone after our friends, and so we have Democrats like Ken Salazar, who feel that it's totally okay, that they're totally not going to feel any political pressure or political pain by going out and doing something that enables the war. In other words, the Democrats do not really fear Democratic voters, and that's a problem.
Yeah, they don't. You know, they really don't. I'll tell you something else. I think Republicans and Democrats do not fear American voters. I think somehow they believe that no matter what they do, because they're incumbents and they have a lot of cash, that they can survive no matter what they do.
Yeah, I mean that's. I think that that's about four-fifths of the problem, is that they think that they can just do whatever they want, and that you can have a war now that's supported by less than, you know, 30% of the public, and you have a Congress that seems to think it's controversial to end the war. I mean, that's a complete disconnect. The other part of the problem, though, remember, and I've just read a fantastic book about this called The Secret Lives of Citizens. Remember that the system is actually rigged. I mean, here's what's crazy, right? You need, if you accept the idea that you need 60 votes to pass anything, and I don't accept that that's the way to end the war, because I think if you don't pass something, if you don't pass a spending bill, you can end the war. But short of that, you have a Senate that needs 60 votes, right, to pass something.
Right, exactly.
Okay, 40 of those votes, this is a crazy stat, 40 of those votes are controlled by 10% of the population. If you take the 20 states that represent the smallest amount of population, it equals about 10 or 12% of the population. So 10 or 12% of the population actually controls 40 votes that can stop anything. So this is a monumental battle to get things passed through the Congress. And that's why I go back to the original point here. When you hear Democrats say, oh, we have to pass something to end the war, this is the one situation where Democrats actually don't have to pass something. They have the veto power. Bush has to come to them and say, I need a funding bill to continue the war.
You know what? But David, they won't do that. And even people who I respect won't do it. Like, I love Congressman Udall. But
right.
he didn't do it.
Right, I know. And that's there's many problems with that's going on in that. The part of the problem is that the media, the power worshipping media, has helped Republicans get out this meme that stopping the funding is some sort of abhorrent extremist move that would hurt the troops and that has never been done before in American history. Meanwhile, of course, we know that 13 years ago, when Clinton came into office and had to clean up original George Bush's Somalia mess, the Congress, the Republicans, put a bill to limit funding for that engagement. During Vietnam, there were all sorts of limiting bills to limit funds for certain activities in that war. The troops, in all of these situations, they were not left naked and unarmed in battle. It's a ridiculous, not factual meme, but because you have the media in Washington parroting Republican talking points, that gets out there, and I think politicians are afraid of it. So that's a huge problem.
All right, so in the case of Salazar, what, we sit back and hope somebody more progressive comes along and runs against him?
No, I think, I guess what I would say is I don't think it needs to get to that point just yet, but I think people like Ken Salazar, whether it's him specifically or anybody else, they need to feel first and foremost like they're being watched. They need to feel like people are paying attention to their votes. They need to hear from people consistently. They need to hear from many people. So if you want to help, pressure a lawmaker, it's good for you to speak your voice. You write a letter to them, you write an op-ed, you write a letter to the editor to put pressure on them. But then you got to go out and organize other people to do the same thing. There really is a power of numbers. I'm telling you, right, I tell people this all the time. If you invite your state legislator, your congressman, if you have a chance to meet with your senator, and you bring 50 people, 100 people into that room to meet with that person, they are going to see the power in numbers because they're politicians. They understand that everybody in that room knows 10, 20, 40, 50 other people and will talk about this meeting. So when you bring 20, 30, 50 people there, you're really representing, a politician knows this, 500, 1,000, 15,000 people. And so we've got to not just talk to the lawmakers, we've got to talk to everybody else.
All right. You know what? To be continued.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have you on here again, and we're going to concentrate on this whole subject about how we can empower ourselves. Plug your blog real quick.
It's www.davidsirota.com, and the Denver Post Politics West site is www.politicswest.com.
Thank you, David, as always.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, man. There's David Sirota.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
For over 20 years, Hughes Irrigation has specialized in the repair, maintenance, and new installation of sprinkler systems. Hughes Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, vitamin C, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, Dynavite will solve the problem. The website is DINOVITE.com. Phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
Model, cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Matching down incentive, which helps you out as far as money goes and various ways to finance. Plus, great people to talk to like Tom and Marv Alshear, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, and I could just name all of the folks that are out there. Go look at their inventory on the internet. RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You want to get a deal, and you want to get treated the way you should be treated, then you want to go to Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
You don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours, and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal. But no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
After the hour at AM 760, Progressive Talk, and 86, chance thunderstorms. Thanks to David Sirota. Thanks to everybody who's been on this morning. Tomorrow, Joseph Biden, also Congressman Ed Perlmutter, and Rich Masters will be here to assess all of this, plus whoever else we can drag in to get on the program. We'll be missing Christy Harvey again because she's on vacation, and Tom Tagney will not be here tomorrow either because he's also still on vacation. So don't you go on vacation and not be here. Now, if you want to call about this whole Petraeus report and you want to say something about it, you can call the White House at 202-456-1111, which we did earlier in the morning. 202-456-1111. 456-1111. Or you can call Senator Wayne Allard at 303-220-7414. That's 303-220-7414. Or you can call the Senate and Congressional Switchboard at 202-224-3121. For those of you that are lucky enough to live in Congressman Ed Perlmutter's district, he'll be on tomorrow morning. And I'll bring this up to him. And Mary and I are thinking about moving into that district, too, by the way, because I can't think of a better person who I'd be so proud to have him representing me in Congress. And I feel the same way, too, about Congressman Mark Udall. Even though he and I sometimes disagree on stuff, I still love him very much, the same way I feel about Congressman Perlmutter. So, you know, we do have good people in government. We've got Governor Bill Ritter, who is a great guy. So here's the lineup for tomorrow. 7 a.m. in the morning, tomorrow morning, Biden. 7:30, Congressman Ed Perlmutter. 8 o'clock, Rich Masters, our buddy Rich. And then at 9 o'clock, David Enders will be here. Now, David Enders has been on this show before, but the last time we had him on, it was very early in the morning, and a lot of you missed it. David Enders is just back from Baghdad, and he has been wandering around Iraq without any minders, and we'll ask him about the situation. Plus, as always on Friday, it's open phones, and we'll take your calls about anything and everything. All right.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
800-889-9671. That's 1-800-889-9671. Get yours set out today. Call 1-800-889-9671.